Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it.
Feel it in your pussy. session, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up for me! Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up and roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on! You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on! You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on! You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on! Driver, roll up the partition! 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please! Driver, roll up the partition, please! Driver, roll up the partition, please! Driver, roll up the partition,
go!
I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did it, La 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 December 27th, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29th, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Face for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor in hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook event page, dated March 29th. Animation Domination. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, let's team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grants include open to all runway for $500. Sun Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is brought to you by Audible.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send a call out, 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 send
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. And tonight, we will be having open discussions about current events. Things that's kind of been on my mind all week. That's why I really couldn't come up with one particular topic. I was going to call it shit on my mind, but it's not just about what's on my mind. It's about what's on everybody's mind. So tonight we will be having an open discussion with our panelists and anybody that wants to call in and talk about different things that are happening as of late. You know, shit that's been on my mind or shit that's been on your mind, shit like that. It could be anything from topics that I know that I've been seeing that I want to address or, you know, just kind of talk about is you know, the police brutality that I've seen, that constantly is happening, but the police brutality that is happening, and I've seen that man get killed and his wife was videotaping it. I think that was one of the most saddest things ever. It really touched me, and I wanted to talk about that. I also wanted to talk about what's going on in fucking Arizona and, you know, them trying to pass this law, you know, banning gays from different businesses where business owners have the right to ban gays and things of that sort. I also want to talk about all the fucking health reads. Like, when is it going to stop? And is it ever going to stop? And I doubt it probably will ever stop, but maybe if we continue to address it, maybe one or two people will stop doing it. Because I think it's getting really boring at this point. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about infamous Washington, D.C. And D.C. was really popping, you know, for the past couple of years. And I want to get some clarity on what's happening with our ballroom over there and the closing of Upscale Ballroom. And what really happened with all that? Is it really closed? Is it a rumor? Is it fabricated? What's really happening? And I really was looking forward to going to a couple of events over there. And now, does that mean we have to go scattering around looking for a new place? Or what's really happening in D.C.? I also want to talk about this shit that we need to learn how to appreciate who we are and where we are, because they just passed that shit up in Uganda. And I want to get everyone's opinion on that law. And that thing that was passed, I guess it's a bill or whatever they want to call it, where being gay, and if you're associated with anyone gay, it's against the law. So that's why I really couldn't come up with a particular topic for tonight, because it's just so many things that are happening at once. And it's just a lot of stuff that's really been, you know, on my mind, and I want to see what's on yours as well. So that's what tonight's show is all about. Before we bring on our panelists, I do want to ask you guys to remember, don't forget our sponsor, Audible.com, who is sponsoring our episode tonight. Visit audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free download and your 30-day trial. For you girls that need something to do and that like to read books, or just don't have the time to pick up a book, seriously, make something of yourself. Download the app, subscribe to them, where they can actually, you know, you can listen to your book. I mean, traveling, on the train, driving, long trips, as you're going to these balls, anything of that nature, as you're cleaning the house, as you're taking a bubble bath, get off the chat lines and all the apps. I bet your phone is full of apps right now of all these, I don't even know what to call them anymore. You know what I'm talking about. J-Rock, you know what I mean, right? Well, download this app. Do something productive with yourself. You know, listen to a book. Further your education. Take the time to take yourself to a new level. Again, audibletrial.com/censorchops. You can find it on the event page, not the event page, the like page, all over Facebook, in the groups, on the banner, all that stuff. Again, audibletrial.com/tenzerchops. And I hear the Tuesday Night Cast have started a book club. Thank you, Jason. They're going to start a book club, and they're going to be talking about it in a group or so. I think that's so phenomenal that you girls are doing something with your lives. And continue it. And for you parents out there and everyone else that is listening, take the time. You know, put everything down for a minute and take yourself to a new level. So again, audibletrial.com/tenzerchops. All right, let's get to the show. I know we have some people that are here tonight that are sitting with us. And we'll get the madness started. We're going to do things a little different around here. Again, welcome to the 6th year of TenzerChops being on the air. Well, us being on the air, period. But TenzerChops being here 6 years, our 6th year anniversary was this week. And again, I want to say thank you for everyone. And thank you to everyone that has been a part of the show and to all the listeners that are out there 6 years we've been doing this, and we ain't going nowhere. And I just want to say thank you. I'm going to bring on my first panelist, who needs no introduction. Jason, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone?
Well, honey, it's just me and you.
I'm speaking to the audience, Jasmine. I know it's just you and I. I talk to you all day.
They can't answer you, though, right now. They can't answer you right now, though. Honey, you need to get off speaker. I done told you as a host you need to invest. And y'all little hosts be carrying. Y'all need to get yourself microphones and headsets and things of that nature.
Oh, Lord, here she go.
Want to be on speakers and stuff. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. Just put my baby to bed, a little wine and bread.
How is he working out for you?
He's gotten, after the conversation I had with you, Shady is so much better. Don't let anyone ever tell you you don't know what you're talking about, Jasmine.
Well, I learned from the best. You got to remember, you know, you got to remember, you know, situations and stuff. I learned from the best. Let's just put it that way. It's not everybody's fucking business, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's always good to be in the field. So thank you. Thank you. That's how we're going to put it. Joel? You're on the air.
Hi, Jazzy. Hi, Jason.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
I don't know what to call you. One minute you're being called Joe, the next minute you're called Joel. This time I'm calling you Jazzy.
I told you, Jazzy, he's the only one that calls me Joel. You can call me Joel. How are you? Do you feel better?
When wasn't I feeling good?
The last time you were on here, you said you wasn't feeling good. You were feeling
good. I'd be going through it. So, you know, it's just shit. It's just shit.
Okay.
A lot of shit. Beauty is pain. That's all I'm going to say. Beauty is pain.
Yes, it is.
It's not easy, honey. It's not easy. But I think in the end, it'll be worth it. So, you know. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Hey, what happened to you last night?
I tried to tag you in a post, Justin. It didn't let me tag you. I was gagging.
I don't know what... It should have let you tag me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Facebook is a trip, but it should have let you.
I think because I was doing it from my phone, but a lot of people are pressing one. Girl, you come on. It's getting full. Very shortly, y'all gonna get asked out, honey. Y'all better call in. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but yeah. All right, so hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm fine.
Jason's
gonna
ask you something. What happened to you last night? I guess.
I had company last night. I'm not even gonna lie. Somebody snuck in on me, and then I just at that point I was trying to do too many things,
baby,
and I was just like, I apologize.
You know,
huh? What'd you say?
He said,
hello?
I
apologize. Yeah, I had company last night, and I apologize to the guys. I had to step away for a minute.
You do that after the show. When you sign the contract, you're here the whole 2 hours, buddy.
But at any rate, we have a new listener, though. I told them about the show, and they listened to some of the show, and they laughed the key. It was fun, so, yeah.
Well, hey, new listener, but next time he can't do those extracurricular activities until after
yes.
The show is over.
Did he say that he has somebody creeping in?
Yeah. Let me find out. He into them role-playing games, like
well,
he's creeping
I
through
mean,
the window.
Hold on. Company came over, and they brought a bottle of wine and, like, some juice.
Who was your company?
A friend.
Mm. That's how they do. So that's how they get you, Justin,
a
bottle of wine.
A friend with benefits or no?
No.
So all it takes is a bottle of wine. Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. I needed that laugh tonight because I had a my day was interesting. So yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, sweetie. J-Rock, you're on the air.
Spill the wine, dig that girl. Spill the wine.
J-Rock, I have one quick question for you. How are you going to put up a picture, a video of you guys about to mace somebody, but I ain't seen nobody get maced in the video?
Exactly.
No, I said,
okay.
y'all miss because everybody's so fucking messy. Y'all misread it. I said me and my sister Prada and Stacey Aldridge about to mace somebody. In other words, I was saying me and my sister Prada, you know, we were sitting down, and her goes, Stacey trying to mace somebody.
Yeah,
but
I thought
it wasn't saying that we were all about to mace someone. I wasn't saying that. So maybe I wrote it wrong, but I wasn't saying we were about to mace someone. I was saying that me and Prada was sitting down clowning. You know, and then here comes Stacey trying to mace somebody. But I didn't feel like writing all that.
After seeing that video of Prada, Tiffany, you don't want a day of Prada, honey.
Baby, that wasn't even a good day of Prada. That was Prada just throwing on something to just, you know, baby, y'all, Tiffany would never want a day of her. But I'm coming. Let me say this right quick, Jasmine. I just came on because this is the 6th. Anniversary, and then, you know, this is where I started off at on Wednesday night. But I'm not going to be able to sit tonight because I have my three little chiefs here with me and my sister, and we're all enjoying each other, and I'm getting her ready for Sunday's best Saturday. So she's going to be with me for the rest. She's going to be with me for the rest of the week.
Tell her to give us something.
Baby, she is knocked out sleep because she had to drive all the way here with these little three boys.
Okay.
But hopefully,
well,
just pray
okay.
for her.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, saying hi.
All right.
Well, make sure you tell us who she is, so we'll vote for her if she gets on and everything.
Well, if y'all see Maisha Hawkins, then make sure you vote for her. So, yeah. But she know where to come when she know to get ready because I don't play no games. You hear me? But anyway. I love you guys. I'm in good spirits right now, as you can see, because when my nephews get around me, I love my little chief. So, y'all have a nice night.
You too.
And enjoy. Alrighty.
Okay.
Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Hey.
What's going on?
Bishop, I heard you singing last night.
Yes.
That's a good way to wake me up.
I take that back. I heard that you were singing last night.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to hear it, but yeah.
Oh, no.
You didn't miss much.
Hi, hey guys. Shout out to what is the website?
Audible.
Yeah, shout out to Audible. I did download the link and I downloaded the app, and I'm on it right now, and I'm gonna be on that book club.
What book are you reading, Bishop?
I haven't started to read a book yet, but I downloaded the app and I'm ready. It's been an overwhelming day for me, just tired day. This
well, you know they got a lot of Cat in the Hat books on there, Bishop.
So
oh my God.
I'm very sure they got big letter print books on there.
I mean, if it's reading to you, why would you need letter print?
The Cat in the Hat
has big letter print for people that can't read, huh?
Do you guys like Star Wars or anything like that?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so, like, a couple of the books that I would recommend that I really enjoy from Audible are Darth Bane, the first book in, like, one of the series and everything like that. So if you guys like fantasy and stuff like that, that's one of the ones that I really got, like, I got addicted to it. And Star Wars only put a couple of novels out, abridged novels out to listen to. So I would say check that out. I'm actually right now I'm checking out one of the World of Warcraft books too, because I'm a World of Warcraft person. That's what I'm a big gamer, so that's what I do. So when I saw that, I had to get it. But Dynasty of Evil and Star Wars: The Old Republic, Revan, those, and Darth Bane: Path of Destruction. So those are a couple of books I would say check out if you like fantasy, kind of superpowers and all this other type of stuff. So yeah.
Okay. All right. All the way from ATL, I have my good, good girlfriend, Miss Kia's on the line. Kia, hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
Kia.
Hey.
Hey, y'all miss me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed you.
I miss you, Kia.
Is that B from Atlanta?
Yes, honey, it's me.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. Yes,
hey, girl. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, I cannot take
I'm
that.
I'm coming to Atlanta to have wine with you.
And that's what I'm talking about, honey. Yes, honey, yes. She likes wine.
Okay.
I know that's right. How you doing, Kia?
Yes,
how's everything in good old ATL?
Girl, cold, honey. I'm resting up. I had a long day today. Field trip
Everybody
with my baby.
Everybody had a long day today. Everybody had a long day today.
Really?
You had
a
day full
today.
Of screaming kids.
Oh, the kids.
I just think it's the weather, and I think it's just basically this is the turning point where it's starting to turn spring-like weather, and it's going back and forth.
Mother Nature just
it
having a period.
It definitely is, because my allergies are kicking in, Charles. And I hate allergy season. Oh, I got bad allergies. Calvin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Calvin.
How are y'all doing today?
Oh,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's been a long day looking at audible.com to see which book I want. I think I'm going to get Stephen King's Desperation.
Mm. Y'all are so sweet. Look, y'all are so supportive and everything. Thank you guys for downloading and supporting. That is so good of you.
No problem.
Y'all are going to make the sponsors really, really proud. Okay, listen, y'all, really quickly, because the lines are getting full and you guys are on the air. As always, because I am getting feedback, if you are listening off of speaker, please get off the speaker. And if you know you got a loud background, just mute your phone until we come to you, because I am getting feedback from you guys. Static. Thank you.
There it is.
We have two callers, and then we'll get into some of the topics that I wanted to talk about. And then, of course, anything that you guys want to talk about, feel free to bring up. 347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Versace.
Oh, hey, Brian. You know,
hey, what's up, bud?
I forget numbers.
Oh, really, Jasmine?
Oh, I'm used to seeing you in the top section, honey. You kind of late today, and you know you've been MIA for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was back from my mom passing. Well, she looked beautiful. And I'm gonna say the service as well.
You're breaking up a lot, Brian.
Huh?
You're breaking up a lot.
Can you hear me now?
Oh.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I said, like I said, I'm dealing with it day by day, and it's hard, but I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, and I did one good thing. I mean, not saying a good thing, but I got a FedEx inheritance. I didn't know I was going to get it, but I know something, whatever. But I got a $14,000 check today, a cashier's $14,000 check today in the mail, so that was good.
Baby,
where's my green
don't
dot?
Tell these queens, do not tell these queens that you got some money, because then your
Why?
Inbox will be getting full. Do not.
No,
do
they
that.
Won't, because guess what? I don't care, because I that doesn't really bother me, because guess what? I'm down with people that were down with me. Okay.
All no, right, honey. But
$14,000 check your mama left for him when she
hello?
Died.
Yeah,
I
know
we come from a family of money, so that wasn't even the issue. The issue was that I lost my mom, and that's what I inherited.
Well, that's good. I'm happy that everything worked out for you, and I'm again sorry
thank
for
you.
Your
thank
loss.
Thank you for everybody's
and...
condolences. Thank you. Thank yeah. you so much.
Okay, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate you calling in. I'm going to put you to the side. And we have one more caller. And y'all got feedback. Press your mute buttons. 816-812. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm Michelle.
Hi.
I'm from St. Louis.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. You guys may... I don't want to... upset anyone or anything, but I just have some questions, I guess. A friend of mine has a radio show, and he's on tomorrow night, but I was, you know, looking on the site, and I saw your show, and I just have, you know, some questions about, I guess, the whole, you know, scene with the gay scene, and just kind of, I guess, the whole, I don't want to necessarily say lifestyle, because I know that, you know, a lot of times gay people don't necessarily like for people to say that. But, I mean, that's just the word I'm using for right now. But I don't know. I just have, like, some questions about that, and I'm just curious about it.
Okay, so then you know what you need to do is you just got to, I understand what you're trying to do, but you got to, you know, write down your questions, and bottom line is just ask them.
Well, I mean, I wanted to know what is the ballroom scene about? Like, I know, I've seen that, you know, you guys have, like, the walk-offs and things, but what is the... ideal behind it.
What is the idea behind the ballroom scene or
yes.
a ball? Like, I don't really understand your question.
What is the ideal behind the ballroom scene?
What
it's
is
hard.
To get your faggots out there, hon. Shit.
Marcus, go ahead and get them. I mean, you can answer her question.
How you doing,
excuse
sweetie?
Me?
How
are
you
doing, sweetie?
Well. How are you? I'm good. Okay. The ballroom scene was basically created to allow homosexuals, gays, lesbians, to become and express their creativity in ways they that might have not been open to them in the past. As times get, you know, more accepting, you know, they are accepting gays more in pop culture and, you know, regular life, fashion industry, modeling. But, you know, back in the 70s and 60s, it was kind of hard for a transgendered woman or a gay to actually make it in, you know, career. So what we did was we imitated the arts or the entertainment field and, you know,
okay.
did it in a fantasy world, per se, you know, like we were in Hollywood, per se.
Okay.
And it's, you know, spun over time.
Okay. I appreciate that, you breaking that down for me, because, you know, it seemed like there was an attitude there, but I'm, you know,
what?
I'm trying to, excuse me?
I'm sorry if it came off as you know, I don't, maybe that's just how I talk. You don't know me, but no, I was just trying to answer your question without, what's the word? I guess trying to use terminology that you're familiar with. If you've never seen Paris is Burning, maybe you could watch Paris is Burning. It's on Netflix, and it kind of gives you like an early story of, you know, how ballroom kind of turned into what we know it as today. Of course, there were earlier versions of balls that were more geared towards drag queens and more like pageant-like type events.
Right.
But over time, they spun over to kind of what we, you know. To me, I would always compare it to like a modern-day hair show, you know.
Okay.
It's like a hair show, but it's different categories in comparison to a hair show. Same type of
because
drama and everything.
I had actually have a friend, I have a friend that is, he's actually in gay porn. You guys probably know him, but he at one time, I guess, was involved with that as well. But it's like when I asked him about it, he, you know, seemed like he didn't really want to talk about it or tell me about it. So I just, you know, was always kind of confused as to what the...
Well, where do you live, sweetie?
Where do I live in St. Louis?
She said San Francisco.
St. Louis.
Okay. Yeah,
well, the perfect thing is, and because they have an advertisement, we could tell you about it. There's going to be a large event on May 3rd in St. Louis.
Okay.
You know where the casino, you know, not the casino downtown, but you know the casino near, like, the other side of town?
Yes.
Near Catlin, it's a place called Stadium, the skating rink.
Hello.
It's going to be there on May 3rd, and you can, you know, if you might want to go to that. But if you, they have a radio commercial and everything on the shows. Like if you listen to it, it's on it's called the Stadium, but it's on May 3rd, the first weekend in May. On Saturday. And that might be the best way to kind of come experience it, just to kind of come and watch.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I just, kind of was curious about the whole thing.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank you.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thank you, Marcus.
Hi, everybody. My bad.
Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi. Can we... I just have a question, too. I need my mojo back. Scandal comes on tomorrow, and I'm not excited about watching it at all. What can I do?
Have you tried to watch a few episodes back-to-back leading up to it?
And that's probably what I'm going to have to do. I'm just not excited at all. Like, I feel so lost.
I know.
I forgot everything.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that when things take a break.
I think they should have never took a break.
Yeah, let me bring Melissa on because I don't even know where this child is at, honey. Melissa, how are you?
Hey, Mother. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Melissa.
So where are you? North Carolina, South Carolina? You on the road? What's the tea?
No, I'm leaving. Actually, I'm packing up right now. I'm leaving like around 7, 8 in the morning.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, let me bring
Unlike
one more
Jason,
caller on.
I'm tired of my nieces and nephews. I want to get out of here.
Oh, you mean J-Rock?
I mean J-Rock.
All right, let me get one more calling, and then let's get into the madness. 516-8884.
This is the real. I'm Jasmine Couture and Elaine. How are you?
Oh. I could not.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Girl, what do you want?
I want to listen to the show.
Okay, what the fuck are you going through?
Right.
I'm going through serious issues in the ballroom community.
Are you Maya Angelou?
Is that Maya Angelou? Hello?
No, that's not Maya Angelou. But
Maya Angelou.
Maya
Angelou
is
a late bitch.
She's feeling herself.
You know, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say nothing rude, but you, sweetie, it's gonna be okay. Each day, just say each day, say a prayer, and I'm sure it will get better. Each day, say a prayer. Okay, Marcus. You know what? I'm gonna give you guys my little rendition of. Before we get into this, because I just got Marcus and Jason on the line, I just want to say it. I know a lot of y'all probably ahead of me because, you know, I'm a busy lady. But, bitch, that motherfucking House of Cards, yeah. She will make you not want to work. She will not make you not want to do nothing. And you just stay glued to her. And when I tell you that I don't want nobody saying nothing because I'm very smart and I pick up on stuff. But, bitch, I'm not going to say nothing. Bitch, I just live. Oh, my God, I love that show.
Jasmine is so
bad. I did not think I would love it like that. I really like that show.
It's so bad right now to where I had to go and watch the British version of it, too, because I've already finished everything else. I'm starting now with the British.
I heard there was a British version. I did hear that. Oh, my God, that show. If anybody has the time, you guys that subscribe to Netflix, I'm dead ass serious. Watch House of Cards. Oh, my God, that show is so fucking good. And I tell you, I ain't bullshitting. All right. Now, as we're talking about House of Cards and the political aspects of this world, can we talk a little bit about this video that I seen the other day or yesterday or so about the police brutality and how they killed that man and his wife was recording it and how what the hell is really happening? And then I heard there was another video. I mean, what do y'all think about all that? And, you know, what the fuck is really going on? Jason, I'll start from the top and work my way down. Just give me a little bit of feedback on what you feel about all that.
I haven't seen that, but what I did see today on our news here was our state police are being, there's a lawsuit forming against the state police here now and the city police because they are now harassing people who are now videotaping them while they're in the line of duty. So they are, and this one particular officer, and in the state of Maryland, it is against the law to stop a citizen from recording you because they can record you. So they're now threatening to harass. They're actually verbally cussing people out while they're being videotaped and threatening to incarcerate them if they don't stop recording. So I'm glad that all of this is now being caught in the era of the Rodney Kings and all those other people that were beat and it wasn't, and they were saying that it was it wasn't justified while they were beating them. I'm glad now that we're in an age where everybody is, if they see the police stopping someone, they actually record. They stay there and they record it. They may be scared to turn it in, but nonetheless, they're recording it so that it's documented when the police are in the wrong.
I wish Michi was on the line from California because it just reminds me of a movie I've seen at Fruitvale Station where the police, you know, actually are fucking actually killing people and stuff. And I want to know what the hell is going on in California, in all honesty. But, yeah, that's good. I mean, all y'all people out there, honey, until they pass a law or whatever, take your cameras out and record. Record the shit. Record every fucking thing because this shit is getting out of control. When the police pull you over, record it. I'm just saying it. This is a state of emergency show, and I'm saying it, honey. Record everything because harassment, brutality, anything that's happening, it needs to be documented.
I got a question.
It's really fucking sad. Hold on. I'm going to come to you in a second. Let me just, because you're right after Joel. Joel, what do you think about that?
I haven't seen the video that you said, but I think that is a little bit crazy because it goes back to people recording people and, you know, to the people acting like crazy people, like beasts on camera and doing all these things. I just think that people are taking their power and the authority that they have a little bit too far, and they're letting them get away with it, and that's not good.
Okay, Justin, what was your question? Justin?
I think I keep on muting myself. I'm sorry. My question is, I know from the videos and things that I've seen, you know, the videos look horrendous. And I really don't understand. I've never been through situations like that with the police before in my life. The one time I did get in trouble with the police, I turned myself in. I wasn't having it. But what I guess what I'll say, have things on the street turned that bad with people who are actual criminals that the police officers cannot decipher or determine who's an actual criminal and who's actually not doing anything? Because I look at just the world, what's going on and how people are in these videos and how they do just crazy off the wall things, just hitting people or running off and all this other crazy stuff. If it's just like that, then no telling what these police are thinking. They're probably all on 10 all over the time. And I'm just playing devil's advocate when I play that type of question, when I say that type of question. Because when I sat there and watched the video with the guy on the ground and how they were on him, I just was like, I didn't understand. You know, in my mind, I didn't rationalize sitting on somebody that long when you already have him detained and you have him handcuffed. He's not trying to leave. He's not trying to get up and go. Where is he? You know, I guess it's a devil's advocate question, but at the same time, it's more of a way of trying to rationalize what I was looking at.
Well, for those of you who haven't seen the video, I just brought it back to the top in the official ballroom. So it's under John Richards' demand. It says, tragedy, lawyer releases video of the man who died outside the Moore Warren movie theater. Wow, I guess he was, let me see, while in police custody.
About.
Yeah. And that's all over Worldstar. Y'all know y'all watch that shit. But, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, I just don't really get it. And it's just really sad about this. And, I mean, it goes back to, you know, child. If you can't trust, I keep hearing an echo, but if you can't trust the police, not saying that we should trust them like that, but, I mean, sometimes, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. To me, it's just really fucked up. It's really, really sad. And, Bishop, did you watch it? What's your opinion on it really quickly? Because we got a whole bunch of these things to talk about.
Well, I had to write everything down, what I was going to say, and I'm going to tell you what I wrote down. I said, time is repeating itself, and what has happened in the past is now being recorded in the present.
Mm. Work, Bishop.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, though. You're definitely right. Kia, you're not muted, so go ahead, Kia. Did you see the video? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah. I just
what do you
got
think
one
about
thing
that?
To say, honey. The police is just a damn mafia with a badge.
Mm.
That's how I feel. Mm. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. They feel
mm-hmm.
like they can go out here and beat people and kill people, and they're not supposed to be at fault for it. It's just like what he just said. Time is repeating itself. Like they did Emmett Till. Like it's repeating itself, and it don't make no sense. But we as people, if we don't stand up and do nothing about it, then it's going to continue to go on. Just a lost
mm-hmm.
cause. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like they just the modern day mafia with a badge.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Kia. Calvin, what is your opinion on it?
Well, I just got done watching it. All I can say is, wow. I mean, this actually, if you think about it, I don't know if you remember a few months ago, somebody had posted a video of a young Hispanic boy walking in New York, and he had, I think it was his iPhone or iPad recording the whole time, and just looking at how the police was treating him and everything. I mean, this is nothing new. Thank God we're in the age of technology where things can now be recorded and things like that. But, you know, this is nothing new. People have been taking their power and abusing it for the longest time. But like I said, thank God this is, you know, we're in the state of technology right now, and we can record things like this.
Mm-hmm. You're right. The person that just inboxed me and said, how can I get into the official ballroom page? How can I find it? I have to add you, but I only can add you if you are a friend of mine. I think you are, but it still don't let me add you. So I don't know how to do it.
I mean, did he die later on?
Yeah, he did die. Mm-hmm. That's so fucked up to die, and your wife is right there. She's recording. It's just, I just can't imagine. And that's like another video I seen a few months ago of the police ran up in somebody's house, and they had the guy on the lawn, and they shot him, and he just dying right there, and the wife is, like, screaming, and they holding her back, and it just be a lot. Sweetie, I don't know how to add you to the room because you're not coming up on the list. So if you know anyone that's in the official ballroom, you just see if they can add you to it. I really don't, I can't, for some reason, I can't add you.
Jasmine, can I wanted to ask something. Do y'all realize what we've been seeing in other countries, people getting their heads chopped off on camera? It's coming over here.
Child, please don't talk about that, because that used to scare me. My
that
younger brother
the hell out
and
me.
I remember I used to walk into the office when I first opened my business years ago. I used to walk into the office. I used to have a lot of young college students that worked for me. And then when I used to walk in the office, you know, they'll be sitting there on the computer and stuff like that. And they used to be watching. This is when it was, like, really heavy. They used to be watching, you know, the terrorists and them, you know, killing these people, especially over, you know, in the other countries and stuff. And I can hear it. You know, I'm like, what are y'all watching? And I can hear it. And I was really gagging. I just was really gagging. I couldn't watch it at all. And even like with the video of the guy getting killed and his wife hearing it, I mean, screaming and stuff, it's just something about, like, I won't even look at it, but it's just something about hearing the screaming and stuff. It just sends chills through me. It literally makes me, like, kind of nauseous, kind of sick. I just cannot, as much as, and it's so weird with me because as much as I love horror movies. Like, I love horror. I love gore, but when I know it's literally real, it just really fucks with me. It really, really does. Melissa, did you get a chance to see it? I know you on your little vacation and stuff. Did you get a chance to see it, or do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I seen that video. That video was really, really sad. That was the father and the mother going to go get their daughter that she was with some guy. And they was beating her outside, and somebody called the cops. Honey, but you can see in the video, his face is, like, purple, and you can see the difference of the skin color in his face and his stomach. Like, that was really scary. Like, I don't know. I think, like, the cops take, like, they badge to heart, honey, and they think, like, they got this power. I experienced it. It was really, really scary. My mother, me, my sister, Alex, and his brother, we all got arrested. And they got arrested for recording. And they went into our phone. Well, not my phone. My phone was the only phone that they did not find. I had it in my tuck, honey. And they strip searched me 3 times, baby. When I tell you, they strip searched me 3 times, and I had the iPhone. And they did not find it. And I had it recording the whole time in the car ride when he was reading me, calling me all types of faggots and everything. Honey, we got a lawsuit on them, whatever the case may be. But they went into Alex's phone. They somehow, he had a password on it. My mother had a password. They deleted everything. The only video is the video from my phone, and that's it. But it was really, really crazy.
So,
scary.
Yeah, that is crazy, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you had it recording while it was in the tuck, was there any additional stuff in the video?
Well, there was just, I mean, just his voice basically calling me all types of faggots and stuff in the car. It was
you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to pay it dust, honey.
404-587, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good evening, everyone. I just wanted to touch base on that. Yes, I just wanted to touch base on the question. You know, it's like one of the other callers said, this is nothing new. You know, the cops have been abusing their authority and their powers for years and years. And now that we have technology, it is thankful that we are able to record it. You know, I remember reading in the group a couple of days ago that one of our fellow ballroom walkers, I can't pronounce the young man's name, so I don't want to say it wrong, but he's from the upstate, I believe from the Buffalo West area, and he was saying how he was attacked by the cops for no reason. An innocent bystander, minding his own business, and he poked pictures and everything, but they really, they attacked the young man for no apparent reason. You know.
Wow,
and
I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago. I forgot his name. Marcus, I think he won at your ball for the People's Choice Award for the Vogue film. He was at Ebony.
Marcus is gone, but he may be around. But
yeah, he's the Vogue film. He's really, he's cool. He's a really nice performer. I know he's at Ebony, but I know he's nice with an E. Like I said, I don't want to say it wrong.
Elzon?
Yeah, him. He was one. He was attacked. In his hometown up in New York, he said for no reason. It was he posted a picture in the group, in the Fisher Bravo group, a couple of days ago.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and he was
yeah, it's really sad.
Jeff,
yeah,
I don't think y'all got my question. I guess I didn't really enunciate or say it loud enough for you guys to understand. But my question is, have things gotten so bad in the streets to the point where cops have, they, you know, everybody's basically a suspect to them. There's nobody.
I just think it's basically a certain quota that they have to meet. They have to make a certain arrest, you know what I'm saying? So they just go around fucking with different people. Like, they just look at you.
I don't think there's just some cops who are just nasty. Like I was saying about the guy, young Puerto Rican in New York. Like they said, just because he looked like something, they stopped him and questioned him and put him against the wall and, you know, all this other shit that they was not supposed to do. But just because you look a certain way or act a certain way, you're a suspect.
I wonder if these cops are evaluated before they become cops, evaluated and looked over for criminal records or any type of records dealing with something that anyone that it can be mentally disturbed or have something mental going on in their minds. I wonder if they're really evaluated, really, because everyone is evaluated before they become a cop or they go to the police academy. But I want to know if they are really evaluated, and these people that are evaluating them, taking their time and evaluating them. And I want to know, after they become cops, do they still have that platform, or do they still have them benefits to where they can go and talk to people about what, you know, they deal with every day, you know, because I think that would kind of help out.
You know,
some people are just nasty. It's not going up out. People are just nasty.
That's true as well. I think, like, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people are scared to be cops, so they're really, like, as long as you go to the academy and you're passing the test, you're going to get your license. You're going to be a cop because, you know, and, you know, I think that's really messed up because I don't believe that they are doing the evaluation because, I know, I heard a lot of cases, cops who have records, you know, very serious crimes, and they're out here protecting the city and, you know, and they're the criminals themselves. You know, you have a lot of those, you know, that. You have a lot of those, you know, corrupt cops out here, you know, they're captains and lieutenants and everything. They have no, you know, they're in the field, you know, and they're so-called protecting us. And they wonder why, you know, and it's not just the African-Americans or the thugs or the gangsters, but it's different races and different nationalities, different genders who are really do not respect the cops because they don't trust them. You know, how could you trust someone who's supposed to, you know, take this oath to serve and protect, but they're the same ones out here that's taking drugs and, you know, killing people and, you know, harass people, raping people. I mean, they're doing everything up under the sun, you know, and they're getting away with it. A lot of these cops are getting suspensions if they're getting paid for it. After they killed someone, you know, I just don't agree with it. You know, I've never really had too much respect for cops anyway because of some of the things I've heard they have done. But seeing the stuff that has progressed over the years, you know, I have to say I just don't like the cops anymore. I don't. I really don't because it's ridiculous. It is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, thank you so much, caller. I definitely agree with you on that. That's why a lot of people take the law into their own hands because they just don't know. Not saying I agree with this, and don't think I'm saying take the law into your own hands, but I'm just saying this is why people do what they do. I'm going to one more caller, then we need to take a commercial break, and then we'll change the next, go into our next topic. 516-884, you're on the air.
Put me back on hold.
Girl.
Yeah, because you knew it was something serious. Enrique, you're on the air.
Enrique.
Or, I'm sorry, 443-570, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to say that a lot of times with the police, they don't want them to be on the beat too long for too many years because all they see day in and day out is the worst of society, and so it sort of changes them mentally and they start to look down on everyone that they see, and then that's when you start to see incidents like this because they stop seeing people as human and they see everyone as, you know, the enemy. And so that's why it happens with whites, it happens with blacks, it happens with everybody because they start to see everybody as their enemy. But, you know, there aren't enough police to take them off the streets. You keep having the same people on the street for 20, 30 years, and all they've seen every day is the worst parts of society, so they start to see everyone that way.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much, caller. Yeah, it's really a touchy subject, in all honesty, and I don't know. I think it's really bad. But we're going to change the topic now. Let me play a couple of commercials really quickly because we have so many. We just don't want to play them all at one time. And we will be back to talk about Arizona. Not Arizona iced tea. Arizona, though. We'll be back.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Sugar Avenue. Cliff Ebony and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blunt. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an Over Pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m. Award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri.
The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
Has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rioness for $500. Rioness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
All right, y'all, we are back. And don't forget to visit our sponsor, audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/tensorchops for your free download and 30-day trial of audiobooks. All right, so listen, we are going to talk about Arizona and the bill that they tried to pass and everything. I want to give everybody a chance to kind of give us an update. Who wants to give the update on what's happening? Who wants to take over this segment? Justin, Jason, or Calvin? Go ahead, Calvin.
Well,
you said it first.
Well, actually, right now they said, this morning they said that the governor vetoed the bill. So now, you know, there can be no ban on it. I mean, honestly, this is not the 1950s, 1940s anymore. If that would have passed, I knew that would have caused such an uproar. So, but as of now, it can't be banned. The governor vetoed it.
Okay. What do you guys think about that? Like, what actually caused this? And, like, you know, where did this actually all stem from? How did this happen?
In Arizona, there was a bill that was trying to be passed to ban same-sex marriage.
Okay.
In the state of Arizona, it was.
Was it same-sex marriage or was it the gay?
It was a gay bill.
If it's a private business, then if I had a private business and some gay people came in, I could tell y'all, oh, I don't want y'all to come in here. I can refuse you service if I want to, because this is my business.
But I don't think, okay, when they wrote the law, it was never about just homosexuals. It was more about people who have these religious convictions, per se, who feel as though, you know, it's, you know, against their religious convictions, and then them being sued for discrimination when it's, you know, against their religious conviction. So let's say I own a restaurant in Phoenix. The queens come in my restaurant and just do too much, and the man says, I refuse to serve you, which, honestly, that's already a law. You have the right to refuse service to anyone. You don't want the men there. You just tell them, I don't want your business. You have to sign up. But
exactly.
They were – essentially, these places were being sued, so the lawmakers who proposed the bill said, you know, LGBT fanatics went out and made this a gay – it was made it a, you know, a perception of it being against the gays when it really wasn't. It was more so of trying to protect those business owners from getting sued for what's their religious conviction, which is no shade. If I find out a place doesn't really want me there, I'm not going there anyway.
Exactly.
You kind of know when you don't want to be served.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Can I want to enlighten something. I don't want to fall off topic when I say it too. From, I'm going to compare three events that have been happening in the news, and they making so much sense to this event we're talking about, and what has just happened and what has just been passed. First of all, we know last week they passed a bill in Africa, with this anti-gay bill that they have in one of the cities in Africa. Then this week, this situation comes up about Arizona, you know, doing this anti-bill, gay bill for, you know, people that want to get, you know, for gays that are being served in public in establishments and companies. Now, when you just said anybody can refuse your service, yes, but when it come up to discrimination of your race, your gender, and they're really basically telling you that if you're gay, we can refuse you service. Now, another thing, what's been going around for this beginning of the year is the marijuana law. Now, it's going to happen, but I feel as though they are putting so much things in measure. And it's about to be kind of it's going to be a war, because they're putting these things in measurement to basically control. It's a control and power issue. It's always been like that, but it's going to be more power than anything. When they were talking about NWO, I'm really believing that now. And for the simple fact is
You're right, and we can get to that. I don't want to change the topic, because right now I'm staying
on Arizona. Yeah, that's what I didn't want to change the topic. I didn't want to change the topic at all.
So we can go to that in a little bit about, you know, the weed and all that stuff, and, you know, the power struggles that are out there. But I do want to, you know, just talk about Arizona for a minute. Based on this information, I'm just going to go down the line real quickly, and then we're going to go to the next one really quickly. But I just want to know, Jason, and just like Marcus said, you know, how would you feel if you went into an establishment and you felt that they didn't want to serve you or they treated you different? What measures would you take? Would you just leave? Would you stand up? Would you force them? You know, how would you handle a situation like that for people that are out there and they feel, I think even with J-Rock, I don't think it was the business itself, but when you're in an establishment and you feel like you're being disrespected, what measures do you take when it comes to this? Jason, what is your opinion on, you know, everything that's happening with, like, Arizona and, I guess, different businesses and stuff that feel like, you know, they can just discriminate against you?
Well, for me, when that happens, like, for instance, I told you the story about that's why I don't like driving to Atlanta, because every time we get to North Carolina, if we get to a part of South Carolina and we stop, I seem to always be the one that has the run-in with the redneck or the racist people. And the most recent one was Dunkin' Donuts. And the man called me boy and said something. So I after I said my piece, I left, and from then on out, I did write a letter to Dunkin' Donuts, and I haven't spent my money in Dunkin' Donuts since. So when situations like that happen, I'm a firm believer in that I will not continue to give you you don't like me, well, you don't need my money. So I won't support them. That's why I'm one of the few people that still won't go to Chick-fil-A. There's still certain products that I will not buy, and I stand by that. So if you can't respect me as a person, then you can't respect my money.
Mm-hmm.
So if more of us kept the mentality that I had, the better off we would be. But a month down the road, some people will say, "Oh, child, well, that tastes good and Ted." But we all stick together, then they would see where it would hit them. You see what happened with Paula Deen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to what Kia said also, even about police brutality. You know, we all need to kind of stand up and work together. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to happen. You know, like if we know for a fact that there's a certain business out there or a certain establishment that is very disrespectful or racist towards us, you know, not even as gays or as blacks or as Hispanics or as just young people or in general, then why do we continue to support this? We have to hit them where it hurts. And what hurts them the most is in their pockets, their money. If I know for a fact that there's a company out there or something that is discriminating against certain individuals, like, of course, with this radio show, and the groups that we're a part of, if I start hearing that, you know, for example, like the whole Chick-fil-A thing, you know, that was like going on last year, I think, or 2 years ago, whatever, you know, it would make me not want to support it based on the fact of, you know, what was happening and what I see, because I don't agree with that. But, Joelle, really quickly, your opinion on it?
It's crazy. I was reading it as you guys were talking, and it's just crazy how, you know, like in some places some laws are being passed for good and some are trying to be passed for bad, and people are just so like in the middle and they just don't know what to do. But that's in this day and age, to pass something like that would be ludicrous. Like, I would feel so crazy to be, you know, judged by my religion or by, you know, whatever sexual orientation or whatever it is, and you go somewhere and somebody doesn't want to serve you because of something, like, it's just not humane. Like, everybody's thinking.
Well, I'm glad it didn't get. I'm glad it did, because, you know, you can't have the president one minute, you know, supporting all type of rights and stuff,
right,
and the next minute, you know, someone else is trying to pull some stunts like that. Calvin, really quickly, your opinion on it, how you would handle the situation?
Well, at the end of the day, like everybody else said, like Marcus said too, if you don't want to be, if they're not going to serve you, just don't go. I mean, no, you shouldn't have to put up with it. And, you know, I'm all up for a picket and or, you know, whatever else. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to serve me, you don't want to serve me.
Mm-hmm. Melissa?
I think it's fucked up. I don't know how I would handle a situation like that. I really just don't. Like, I think I would spaz out.
Yeah, that's you very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Kia, how do you handle discrimination down in ATL and stuff? Have you ever went somewhere and you felt that they were being discriminating against you?
This every day. By me being in an interracial relationship, I'm being discriminated against. So
mm-hmm.
I just test stuff up.
And you don't cut, you shoot.
No, not at all. No, ma'am. I don't have time to be slinging a blade. I just pull a trigger.
I know that's right. That's right. All right. So let me get to a caller, too. I know we got a caller. 816-812, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Michelle calling back. I was on earlier, and I had the question.
Oh,
hi, Michelle. Hi, but just to give a contrast to you guys, but in my opinion, I don't think that they should be forced to serve anyone. A lot of the people's feelings were that, you know, religious wise, they
Wait. So why would you go into business to make money, but then you only want certain type of money? So there's godly money now.
I'm gonna give you an example. My preacher told me that if somebody in the church won the lottery, he would want the money because it's ungodly money. You know, he actually said that if y'all win the lottery, don't bring that money up in here. So in some cases, if your religious conviction is just that strong, and you have to realize you could feel that way about, you know, some people really believe in their heart homosexuality is wrong. We can't change their opinion.
Right. Exactly. And that's my thing is, I feel like if that's a person's religious belief, then that's what they believe. And it's not saying that, you know, certain money is godly or whatever. I think more so, because I did see something about it on the news, these people that own the bakery were talking about it because they had refused to sell wedding cake to a gay couple. And my thing about it is, if this is this person's conviction, then it's kind of like, you know, how can you force them? How can you force? You can't really do that. You know what I mean?
But why go into business in the first place? I mean, you know, when you go into business, you're going to serve black, white, orange, yellow, gray, straight.
Exactly.
Why go into business?
You can't force them. You can't change their opinion. You can't change their mind, and we don't want to. But, honey, but if you open up a store, it's for the public, honey. It's for everybody. It's not. You can't just open up a business and be like,
it's
I'm going to
go.
They're putting their personal conviction, their personal beliefs, what they believe in, above money. So, in other words, like somebody said about the church, the pastor said that they would not take the money because it was through the lottery. They don't believe in the lottery. So that's basically what these people are doing. Now, I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but what I'm saying is it is their opinion. And I don't see how, you know, if we have to understand that when we go for, you know, freedom of speech and all these different freedoms, that they also work on the opposite side, too. They don't always work in the favor that we would like for them to work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have to realize that it goes all the way around. So you want to have freedom to do what you want, then people should also have freedom to feel how they want, whether it be wrong or right or, you know what I mean? So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Carla. Thanks again for calling in and pressing one. I got a whole bunch of people that's pressing one, and
come through.
I already see where this is going, and I'm just gonna tell y'all to stop it. 917-364.
Stop it.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
Hi,
baby. How are you?
I'm good. This is Neptune calling from New York City. In response to what this young lady just said, I think that particularly in the black community as well, a lot of people love to turn their cheeks and like, oh, you know, we can leave it up to them and it's their right. And that's, you say that until it really hits home. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, where I'm originally from in the Midwest, the KKK still marches to this day every Christmas because that's their religious right. And police guards them and everything. So who's to say that, you know, it won't come back up to be a black issue? You know what I'm saying? Someone who is a KKK member that doesn't want to serve black people, and then black people are then going to be on the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using them as an example, but it could be any race then jumping on the bandwagon to want to say that, oh, this is discrimination. And, like, I get the fact that with our freedom of speech, it goes both ways. It allows you, you know, to speak your mind, and then you hear, you know, the opposition of that. But at the same time, the government is supposed to be that factor that doesn't let people get suppressed by that. And this is something that's going to suppress people. You know what I mean? It's going to affect kids in schools. It's going to, it's, it's going to trickle down to be something a lot worse than what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys think, as far as a community, let's just say the Black and Latin gay community, that are we, like, doing enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, even though this is a step as far as talking about it, but, like, and we're in New York, you know, and we think that we're kind of, like, untouchable for something like this, but, like, are we doing enough, like, to make sure that something like this doesn't spread?
I mean, it takes more than one person. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jason.
I don't think we're doing enough. I don't think we do enough at all. When it comes to so many things, I don't think we do enough.
I think we become complacent, and I think that we believe that just because we're being tolerated means we're being accepted. And
exactly.
That doesn't mean the same thing.
Oh.
You know, just because you can go into a restaurant and sit there and kiki with your girlfriends and you pay the bill, they're still calling you a black queen. You know, they may not say it aloud.
Yeah.
You're a black queen. So don't think that them tolerating you is them accepting you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Hold on a second. Let Bishop talk because he's itching over there. And I still hear feedback from your phones, y'all. So please mute your phones or I'm just going to have to mute everybody and go to y'all one by one. And that's going to irritate me. Go ahead, Bishop, because you're itching. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so itching. I had an experience.
But make it quick because I'm getting a whole bunch of hit-ups.
Okay. I had an experience a long time ago. I was in a restaurant with a transgender woman. This is after I realized that I knew what I was. I was in a restaurant with a transgender friend of mine, and we were being served. Once we were being served, we wasn't getting tolerated like we supposed to get tolerated like any other human being. I just want to put in fact to what these people are saying with the religious standard of anything, business is business. If anything, you would want anybody to come in your business. That's just like me being an African American. You're gonna take my business. You're gonna take my business, even though you don't want it. And you can have in your mind at the end of the day, I took that nigger's business. Excuse my expression. I took that nigger's business. He gave me his money. So I don't. Regardless of what you care, whether I'm gay, whether I like transgenders, whether I'm black, at the end of the day, I am me, just like you are you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Bishop. All right, caller, thank you so much also for calling in. Where are you?
Jasmine,
okay, I see you.
Jasmine.
Yes.
I have a question for Marcus. This came into my inbox. Marcus, I don't know if I'm not sure if you, but the question is, if you totally agree with the lady on the phone, why do you put Chick-fil-A on your table?
I didn't know anybody, but I've publicly said Chick-fil-A has never done anything wrong to me. Also, secondly, I feel as though for people who know about Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A are mostly owned by franchises, so individual owners. So that may be the opinion of the guy who operates the entire company, but that doesn't necessarily mean that particular person who runs the restaurant feels that way. They may be gay themselves. Who knows? They just own the Chick-fil-A. So, I mean, you have to think about some things. It's not in my right to have to go and investigate somebody. I choose to spend my money where I choose to spend my money. I've always said Chick-fil-A has supported the gays to me, whether they know it or not.
I know a couple of gays that work at the Chick-fil-A down here. I mean, no shade.
Not just work, own, manage everything.
I got a couple of callers, but Marcus, you're definitely right about that. I see that all the time down here as well. It's not really the company, but they're privately owned, so you know there's just really nothing you could do about it. 612-326, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment in regards to the call in the show. I actually agree with her. Anybody who has a business, they shouldn't be forced to serve anyone that, you know, they don't want to serve. But also we have to always keep in mind that discrimination is against the law, and it's against the law for a reason. So if you want to leave yourself open to a lawsuit, that's your choice as well. And, you know, that's your right.
That's true, caller.
Because the dog will.
Hold on.
if that's the case, we might as well go back to hanging signs that says black interest here, white interest here.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not the same. That's not the same thing. If someone claims they're religious, what they're saying is the intent. I actually listened to the guy from MSNBC who wrote the bill. Basically, his law was basically trampled, and it was like tried in the court of perception. So these people perceived this bill to be towards just gays, an anti-gay bill, and that's what killed it. He basically says he has people who might be religious fanatics that may be the extreme that live in one area. You know, just like think about Utah. When you go to Utah, at one point, you couldn't even buy a Coca-Cola because that's
right.
Just Mormonism was just so prevalent there, you know, prior to the Winter Olympics coming there. It's just their way of living. Some people in Arizona may live that particular way, and they're comfortable living in those blocks and sets. So if you come in there and you go there and you know what you're getting yourself into, you have to kind of act accordingly. It's almost like when you live on the south side of Chicago. You know you can't come out and just start queening out in the middle of the street and don't think nothing's going to happen to you. It shouldn't, but it is what it is. Sometimes there has to be a decorum about yourself everywhere you go. There's a time and place for everything.
I agree with you 100%. There is a time and a place for everything, but there is a lot of discrimination out there. I'll give you guys an example really quickly. I remember when I first visited Chicago before I moved there, and me and my boyfriend at that time, it was his birthday, and we went to some real nice restaurant. I can't even remember the name of it. All I know is it was really nice. The guy was playing a piano in there. I think the dinner menus were like $50 or $75 a plate or whatever. And I guess because of the way my boyfriend was dressed, you know, they kind of looked at him a little weird and a little different and stuff like that. So when they was bringing us the menu, and then they actually bring the food out to you and tell you, you know, the way it's cooked and what you want. The lady that was serving us, she was like, you know, kind of like telling you the price and stuff really quickly without anyone even asking, you know, like, well, this will be $45. You know, and this will be $75. So, I mean, to make a long story short, we felt the shade the whole night. So at the end, when we were about to leave and after we got the bill, my boyfriend turned around and gave her a $100 tip. But the way he did it was so fierce. Because after when he went to give her, you know, the payment for, you know, the dinner, he turned around and took the $100 tip, put it in her little pouch, and was like, okay, thank you for your service. Now go buy a new attitude, bitch. Like, in front of everybody. And then we just kind of walked out, and I gagged at him. I called him an idiot because he gave her a $100 tip. But I see where he was going with it. And it was just like, you know, all because, and it's not just about the gays or anything, all it could just be the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, and or anything. They just really are so discriminating towards you. But Tiffany, I have Tiffany on the line, not our residential Tiffany, but another Tiffany who is a former resident of Arizona, and she's going to give us a little update. Tiffany, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to piggyback on a lot of what everybody was saying. I used to live in Arizona. I lived there for like 2 years. And I guess you can say that Arizona is not the place you want to be if you are of the LGBT community, but it is also a flourishing gay community there, and it's like one of the premier places go if you ever want to experience another side of, I guess, gay life, what have you. But on the side of where they're talking about the law and the law being vetoed, what I saw on Anderson Cooper on CNN, he interviewed the guy who's running for governor there. And basically, he is one of the heads of the law that just got vetoed. And basically, it's left to interpretation for everybody. It's not just an LGBT thing. It's a human issue thing. Anderson Cooper brought up the argument that, okay, so let's say
a guy owns a Catholic flower shop, and a lady wants to go in who happens to be divorced. He can refuse that woman's service because she is divorced. In the Bible, being divorced is, I mean, it's not what Christianity is about, I guess. So the guy kind of stumbled with his words, kind of like I am now, and couldn't answer Anderson saying, you know, isn't this discrimination? Isn't that a form of discrimination? Because the law has so many holes in it, and it can be left to interpretation, and anybody can say, well, I don't want to service this person because of my religious beliefs. And I was just, you know, scrolling through a lot of the law, and it has a lot of holes in it. It has a lot of holes, and it can turn something that is supposed to be protecting your religious beliefs into something that can turn really ugly really fast. Not only just for the LGBT community, but for people in general. So,
key point. I congratulate her. I was going to say...
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you. I love the show, guys. Thank you.
That was a key point.
Thank you so much.
Tiffany.
Go ahead, Bishop.
I was going to say the same thing. She had caught on what I was going to say. She said it right. The laws that have been for years, they protect certain things, and then it's also other laws that actually protect. They protect positive things, then other laws protect negative things, and it's in the uproar, and it can start so much. It can be so. It can start a nasty, nasty fight. And you was on point, Tiffany. I just can't admit you was on point. It was on point like a mug. You read my mind.
Okay, thank you, Bishop. We got a couple of callers, and then we're changing the topic. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Oh,
I ain't got time for that.
Right.
443-570, you're back on the air.
Oh. Hey, I just wanted to say that I just wanted to comment on what Marcus was saying about how the law was just to protect their religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with them passing this law is that it's a way to get around the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and a way for them to start discriminating by saying it's our religious right. And if you allow them to do that, it won't stop there. They'll also find laws so they can discriminate against people for anything they don't like. And pretty soon it'll be just like with the Holocaust, where they say that they say they came for the Jews, and I didn't say anything. They came for the Asians, I didn't say anything. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to say anything. And so you have to stop laws like this before they even start, because it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. Get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
And then who's to stop it?
Well, I guess to kind of respond, maybe me living in the South, already laws like that. When I go into a restaurant, that's a sign that says we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, and that's just common. I mean, they could tell you, I don't like, you know, North Carolina and South Carolina are at-will state. They can fire you for any reason. I don't like what color dress you have on today. Thank you. Your services are no longer needed. Yeah,
well,
you can go to the unemployment office.
Situation completely. Insane.
It's not, though. I mean,
it is.
You know, it's
a
an at-will type of
right
thing.
Service.
You know, some people, I really believe gays, too. We really have a strong love for money for some reason. And so we can't really see past, well, if you owned a business, why would you turn away some people's money? All money ain't good money. And some people really believe that in their heart. You know, all money isn't good money. And if somebody is really that strongly convicted, you know. And when I was in college, I went to church where Tyler Perry went. And he would stand up in church and give away $1 million to the church, $100,000 every time he came, you know.
And that preacher appreciated that kind of stuff. But then my church in Charlotte, baby, you hit the lottery, you might get excommunicated out. Everybody doesn't respond to money the same way. And I think that, you know, of course, the law is never going to allow people to really, for it to go that extreme, where they're killing us. You know, if that's the case, we could feel something
Honey,
about
no
Sandra
shade.
Graham.
But it doesn't happen overnight.
But no shade or nothing. But I think if they win that $1 million, honey, he's going to be like, where's my part
no,
of that they, million?
No, there have been members in the church who have hit the lottery, and he's turned the money down.
Hey, Marcus, so say if I was Ellen and I was walking to a restaurant and they was, you think they're going to decline my service? Because if I was Ellen, they're going to decline my service, and Ellen is a part of the lesbian community. They're going to decline my service, and I'm Ellen. And next thing you know, they decline my service, and everybody walks out.
Look,
all women
look,
walk out,
happened.
Especially.
Look what happened in, where was that, where Oprah was in, what country was that? And she wanted to look at a bag, and they told her they didn't think she could afford it.
Oh.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely does. And we got one more caller, then we're changing the topic. And again, I ask you guys to please mute your phone after you speak because we're getting feedback. 202-903, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Is that me?
Hello? Yes, I just wanted
202.
To speak.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on what Marcus said about Chick-fil-A. Even though it may be privately owned, where is all the money going back to the person that owns it? I love Chick-fil-A. I was at Chick-fil-A a couple days a week. But then when that came out that, you know, he really didn't appreciate gay, he didn't want the business of the gay, why continue to give your money to someone, something that you worked hard for? Why continue to give it to them?
They
don't appreciate your hard work.
He didn't say it like that. He said he didn't support. He gave money to institutions that were fighting against gay marriage. That's what he did. He never said, I hate gays. He said, I don't believe in gay marriage, and he donated money to organizations that were fighting the campaign against gay marriage. Those are two different things.
But you being a gay man,
she doesn't believe in gay marriage.
You being a gay man, don't you feel that you should have the right, if you would like to marry your partner, shouldn't you
have
the right to do that?
I have that right, and I also have the right to have an opinion, whatever, however I feel. He has the right to feel however he feels.
Exactly. If we go around shooting everybody for their opinions, we'll be some dead motherfuckers.
No, it's not about... We are all adults, so we can agree to disagree.
Exactly.
But why give your hard-earned coin to someone that doesn't believe in what you believe in?
Okay. I don't feel that you shouldn't have the same rights at all.
All right, caller. Well, thank you so much, caller, for pressing 1. We got one more private caller before we change the topic. Private caller, you're on the air.
I want to say happy anniversary to the kids and child. And
hey,
I
granny,
also
granny.
Want to give a shout out to the House of Fowler. Now I'm calling in here and I want to address Marcus. Is Marcus still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now Marcus, You keep seem like you keep bragging on this preacher talking about he wouldn't take no lotto money. Now let me ask you this. Do the preacher take welfare money?
I don't know.
You should have asked them that. Because all that shit sounds good, but Grant ain't believing that for 1 second. He taking them poor people money and that welfare money.
Well, the church I go to is not really no wealthy church anyway. They could use the money. I don't really go to a big mega.
All right, so he taking that welfare money. All that shit motherfucking stick or what have you. He don't know where none of that money coming from. Probably got
well,
a few
don't know
drugs
where the money coming
in
from.
There as well as some hoes.
Well, it could be that money could be coming from there, and if he, I guess, you know, I don't know how his convictions or ethics decide who can take money. What has
okay,
happened
so
was a gentleman won a lottery.
Marcus.
What you say?
Don't be trying
well,
to
can't
tell
that man decide what money to take and what money not to take.
Say what, baby? Say that again.
You can't judge that man for what money he decided to take and what not to take. That's
he
was passing through.
He didn't take none of that money. And yeah, I'm gonna judge him. And like I said, he probably taking whole money, drug dealer money, welfare money. So yeah, I'm gonna judge your ass.
Well, I guess
then
everybody got limits.
So you can
I guess
say
everybody
that.
Has limits.
Say what, Marcus?
I guess everybody has their limit.
Yeah, I just had to call in the dress set. You can go and put me back on mute. I'm enjoying the show, though.
Thank you, Granny.
Marcus, if Tyler Perry was to give $1,000 or to give $1 million to a church, do you honestly think anybody would actually knock the $1 million and say we don't want it? And then on top of that, you got people that probably in this. You listen, you got people that's probably in the church that look at Tyler Perry's plays or was touched by his movies. So you got to realize
that. The point was, I can't decide how a preacher decides. The church that I went to in Atlanta took the money from Tyler Perry. He would stand up in church. He'd get called up on stage. It would be a show. I mean, because, I guess it's a checks and balances type thing. You know, the good outweighed the bad. And this is when Tyler Perry was going through that whole, is it really? His shows have somewhat changed. Because remember, he used to have a lot of religious jokes, he don't really do that as much anymore, like quoting the Bible and turning it into something that it may or may not state. You know what I'm saying? This was early Tyler Perry days, or not early, but kind of when he first started making it. You know, but I know some churches, some holiness churches, who would, if Tyler Perry went there, they would look at him and try to lay hands on him and sit him down. You do realize mm-hmm. there's some churches in the South that if you get pregnant when you're not married and you sing it on the choir, you're not singing on the choir no more. They're not putting you out the church, but you're not singing on the choir.
Deep South. There's a lot of churches
that do stuff like that.
All sinners are welcome in the house of the Lord now.
All sinners are welcome, but a lot of churches aren't going to allow you to, showboat that. They're not going to let you do that, although everybody has their own sin and everybody has their own vices. But, yeah, there are a lot of churches, you know, you commit adultery and the church find out, baby, you're not on the deacon board no more. Don't think, tolerance is not acceptance.
You know God will deal with the wicked. God will always deal with the wicked.
Talking about God and the wicked and all the rest of that stuff, let's bring on our next panelist who's kind of late.
Hey, Liz, are you crazy for this?
Now that's the wicked.
Who?
What's up,
Michi?
Hello.
What's up, Michi?
Hi, Michi.
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Hi. We missed you last night.
I know. I wasn't feeling good.
Oh, she's not well.
Honey, it sounds like you're feeling good now, though.
Yeah, I actually just woke up.
mm-hmm. It sounds like you're feeling really good over there.
I'm feeling really, really good. I really am. I'm trying to see what's going on here.
Religious and wicked. Religious and wicked. I told ya, religious and wicked.
Key.
Okay.
You tried it, Jasmine.
I'm going to pour me a glass of Moscato for this. What's so other? Oh, God. Religious and wicked. I'm not wicked.
I don't know where I got it from.
How you doing, Michi? Really quickly change the topic. What is your feel about this? I don't even want to go back to the whole Arizona thing. What do you think about churches being able to determine what money is being donated to them? If a church gets $1 million from somebody, they don't want to take it. How do you feel about that? Because it's lottery money.
I mean, I guess everybody's entitled to do what they choose to do. They stick out to their own opinion. However, I mean, unless it's expressed to somebody, unless somebody says, hey, I won $10 million and I want to take my 10% and give it to the church and stands up and does this big announcement, I mean, that's the only way, you know, they would know it and say. I know, I mean, one thing, I mean, like about my pastor, he's a realist. I mean, he was like, you know, it's, what can you say? He ain't going to turn it away. I mean, you can't really, I mean, I don't know. I feel the pastor that puts his hand down, I don't know what point he's proving by doing that. I guess he's proving a point of he doesn't gamble, he doesn't believe in gambling, he's not going to take gamblers' money. But however, I mean, you got drug dealers, prostitutes, and everything else that still come to your church service and put money in your offering plate, so are you going to send that back to them as well? But, I mean, again, you know, you don't know that unless they get up and make an announcement. So, I mean, I guess he's entitled to do whatever.
You know, Marcus, you started a topic, and I just thought about that. That is true. You know, they do say, you know, when, you know, you give 10% of, you know, your earnings over to the church. So if someone does come along and says, you know, I want to give my 10%, but the church actually turns it down, does, you know, how does that person feel? Should they find another church, or do they feel like it's shade? I mean,
well, it all depends. Like, I went to a very religious, you know, Pentecostal church, I guess, when I was younger. And so women didn't wear pads, you know. It was one of those kind of churches. Women didn't wear pads. They didn't wear makeup. They didn't wear jewelry. You was allowed to wear a ring. No, you know, it was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
There were instances where people would, and I'm not talking.
Oh.
Marcus, we lost you.
I just want to say something about that, Jasmine, really quick. I think that people that are, like, let's say in religious establishments or whatever, they have taken the Bible per se out of context and have made all these rules and regulations, and it's just
right.
Like too much. You're playing the part of God. You're adding things that are not supposed to be there, and instead of, you know, attracting people to God, you're actually pushing them away.
I don't see no church turning that
amen,
shit down.
Amen.
Do
amen.
You
want to
do it? Ain't no
this,
church turning that money down. Okay,
topic,
they all fraud.
All the way left. This topic went all the way left.
Well, hello.
What do you mean it went all the way left?
It went all the way left because we were originally talking about the Arizona thing, and now we're talking about
well,
God
she,
and
well,
Bible.
She was just
and
about
to
change. Well, she was just about to change the topic.
Well, you
okay,
know,
okay.
Church is a corporation, and bills need to be paid in the church also. So,
thank
I mean.
You.
Well, the only thing I would say is.
They Mercedes-Benz needs to be paid. They mansions. They be having jewelry. They be having all that shit. I don't want to hear that shit, honey. They have fucking
we're not talking
family.
About that. That's why they have trustees and deacons of the board.
Okay.
Because the pastor don't have everything.
Well,
and coming
find
from
out who the fuck. Look up motherfucking pastor. He's from First Community Church in motherfucking Fairfax, Virginia.
Well,
Leslie Patterson. Look him up, Leslie Patterson.
Find
out who the fuck
up.
Who got him on that board. Because you know
I
what?
Can look
I bring
up.
Him $2,000 worth of motherfucking coke. I bring him $2,000 worth of motherfucking coke.
What?
Listen,
girl,
well,
you're
listen,
out too much
listen,
info.
Listen.
TMI.
Yes, yes.
See who he's on the board with, honey, because his ass needs to come the fuck down, because he's taking all them poor ass people money from motherfucking church, honey, because all those people who go to church, I just think is very vulnerable, honey, and they have some kind of problem, and they just, like, manipulate them and brainwash them to think, honey,
I think y'all,
whatever the hell they want to think.
My father was a preacher. And coming from Reverend Earl Day, he burnt the mortgage at his church just to show people that it wasn't the money wasn't going in his pocket. He cared so much about the church and cared so much about souls being saved and delivered that it was all about the church and about making sure the church bills was paid, making sure the mortgage was taken care of. That's why he burnt the mortgage, so people wouldn't think that stuff was going in, that money was going in his pocket. So, I mean, with all that said and done, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have these people in church that do these things, but they don't have good trustee board members. They don't have good – everything is going in their pockets and going in the pastor pockets these days. And it's been a going on debate for since the 90s. But, I mean, regardless, you know, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. The wicked will always get judged at the end.
Well, I have a question for Calvin.
Wait,
have
I have to just say something real quick
stuff?
For the record. That was, like, you know, years ago that I did that. But he's still up there working.
Calvin.
Yes.
Have you or do you attend church?
Yeah, I have attended church. I was actually raised in church.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say something that you're talking about churches real quick? I remember one of my homegirls told me, girl, let's go to church. It's Ashley's church, and I'm not being no shady or nothing, honey. And they took us to Ashley's church, where Ashley goes, honey, and they try to make us change. They try to convert us, honey, and try to tell us, don't dress like that. This isn't that. They, honey, I done seen Chinese up in there who go dressed up in there as a boy and cover up and everything. Like, they got those people brainwashed, honey. Mm-mm, I don't go to church.
That's what I told you.
All sin is a welcome in the house of the Lord.
We're definitely not turning this into that tonight. Well, that's
amen.
Amen. So on that note, I'm changing the topic.
Yes.
The next topic I'm going to talk about is health reads that are being posted all over Facebook. And guess what? This is going to be the quickest topic. Stop fucking doing it. Just stop doing it. Bottom line is it's getting boring. Stop doing it. Stop posting. Stop reading other people's health, especially when your health is questioned. That's the shade.
Amen. Amen.
And on another note, stop posting shit in this official ballroom when it comes to health reads, nude pictures, and free promotion, because what's going to start happening is the post is not going to get deleted. Only you're going to get deleted, and you won't get back in. So please stop it. It just enough is enough. And the only reason why I'm stressing it is because I know my sister don't got time to have her phone blowing up every time it happens, and I damn sure hate the alerts popping up on my phone every time it happens. So can y'all please stop disrupting us during the day.
Icon for Tama.
On that note, we're going to two commercial breaks, and we'll be back to talk about upscale ballroom closing down.
September 27, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29th, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Faith for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. you'll get a bottle of wine and liquor and hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook's event page, dated March 29th. Animation Domination. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi present Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, let's team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Fest. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
All right, y'all, we are back. I want to say I give a shout-out to the person that sent over the message saying that they love the show because it truly does show a different side of ballroom. It shows how intelligent, you know, people can be. So I want to say thank you, caller or listener that says that, I mean, that sent over that message. I'm glad that you guys do get to see a different side of us, you know, compared to like Monday and Tuesday. Because you know what? You know, it's no shade. We are also a very smart community. We're a crafty community, a shady community, but we're also a very smart community, and there are, you know, a lot of intelligent people within here. Whoever is talking, I heard y'all talking throughout the commercial. Why didn't y'all meet me your phone? That's so shady. All right. The next topic I want to talk about is, can somebody, again, take over and let us know what the hell is going on with Upscale Ballroom in D.C.? I seen news reports about it and mug shots and stabbings and fingers getting cut off and murder. And what the fuck is happening over there? Anybody want to take that one for me?
I can, but I can tell you what's positive, that the positive thing about it is that...
No, Bishop, not
okay.
Sweet and no shade. Not you, Bishop, not you. I want to hear somebody that they're going to listen to because you know how they feel about you.
Well, from what I read in the article that I saw today, evidently the young man, and I don't know his full name, so I'm not going to call it whatever, it is alleged that there were some incidents that happened from last year in November from a shooting or something like that. This is something from that altercation or whatever, and he got into it with somebody else after whatever was going on, and the person got stabbed, and, yeah, I guess he fled the scene. I have no clue. It's, like, really vague, but it's all over the place.
Well, you know what? No shade to Bishop, honey. If y'all like him or not, Bishop lives right there. So, Bishop, what really happened?
Well, honestly to say, it's an acquaintance and a friend of mine, the one that got his hand chopped off. What they're saying is that...
Okay, hold on, Bishop. His hand got chopped off?
His finger.
No, his thumb. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Okay.
What they're saying is that, you know, according on to that mini ball that happened, other things got situated in front of that, and they are now looking for him. This is what was told on, you can Google it. They were looking for him, and his face came up. And they're saying that if anybody knows the whereabouts of him, it's a $10,000 reward for it. But I don't know him. I don't know him for doing any type of second degree murder or any type of murder. I don't know him for that. I never ever looked at him like that, and he never ever showed me any type of thing like that. But regardless, you know, that's what was told to me and what I saw on Google. Now, it's always other vineyards in D.C.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you,
Bishop. Hold on. First of all, coming from someone that used to be an entertainer and promoter in D.C., I do know this. It is a place called The Days.
But that's not what we're talking about, Bishop. We're just talking about what happened to the scale.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give y'all the story the way I heard it, because the story is all confused. The straight people had a shooting in November. The straight people. Someone was shot. Apparently, someone was killed. And they're looking for a suspect. The young man in the picture is not a murderer. He,
exactly.
A few months ago, hit somebody with a car. He did run somebody over with a car.
Yeah.
However, that person did not die because that person saw him at Trishay's mini ball. They had a situation and chucked the finger off. So that's that. Those are two separate stories. The person, the blogger, don't have the tea, and they're mixing it up all together.
So are the police following the blogger?
Well, no. The blogger is just getting the police reports and trying to put two and two together, and they're just not doing a good job.
Exactly.
So every part of the story, parts are true. Upscale was shut down on Friday after 5 o'clock with an ordinance. He's appealing the ordinance so he can open back up. Then the straight man, whoever did the shooting, is being looked for, but that's not the boy whose finger got chopped off. He may be wanted, but he ain't wanted for murder because nobody is dead in that particular instance.
Come through with the tea, Marcus. Yes.
Oh, that's the story.
I don't know
however,
that boy.
However, we all
like
know,
that.
Right, we all know when you start facing troubles and the police keep hearing the same venue name and over and over again, they're going to keep riding by and doing what they have to do. So I don't know. Hopefully this works out for Upscale because they've been very generous and kind to us. But we don't know what's going to happen.
You know what? It's really sad that things like this happen because as a promoter, and only other promoters would pretty much know what we go through in trying to find new people a place to, you know, give these events. We go through so much, and I'm sure that it just continuously gets worse and worse. There was a place here in Central Florida that when I first started giving mini balls here, it was actually a really, really nice place out on this International Drive. That's the tourist area. And I used to love doing a ball there every month. It was really cute and everything. And it was a straight, you know, party that wound up, you know, closing it down because someone got shot at the party and got killed, and, you know, the man got shut down because, you know, it wasn't the only time anything disruptive happened there. And it's really sad that we lose these places and stuff like that. That's why sometimes, you know, you girls need to get it together when we get to these places and, you know, try to treasure it because, I mean, y'all be carrying too, and y'all make it look bad as well. And, it's just really sad when we lose a place that, you know, is a part of us for so long because otherwise we got to deal with, you know, grimy business owners like in Brooklyn, The Lab and stuff like that. You know, it just gets so harder and harder and harder to find places. And it's just really fucked up. So I do hope everything works out in D.C. because, you know, I even gave a ball at Upscale, even though they did get on my nerves. But, you know, I even gave a ball there, and I know it's a place that, you know, has upcoming events. And they definitely work with you with the time frame and, you know, the crowd and all that stuff. So I do hope it works out for, you know, the sake of all the upcoming stuff that does come up because it's just really fucked up.
Exactly,
That's my opinion on that.
Sorry,
we do have 15
man.
Minutes before.
I'm sorry. I need to give a retraction. I can't say he hit someone with a car. I must say he allegedly hit someone with a car. I do apologize. Allegedly hit someone
yes,
with a car.
Yes, for the alleged. Yes. Cover your tracks. Alleged.
Yeah.
Somebody inboxed you to say that, Marcus.
Yes, I just want to cover. I don't
clearly.
Want to do for my boy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him for doing anything like that. You know, I mean, I've hung out with him, and like I said, I mean, I don't know him for doing anything like trying to murder anyone. Whatever this T is on the Google, it had to be.
Are we talking about the person in the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bishop, how do you know if somebody was a murderer or that?
Well, just being around somebody. I've been around him plenty of times.
What's
his
name? They never knew he was eating people.
This is the thing. Hold on. This is the thing, though. I've been around him plenty of times. I don't know him for doing anything like that. I know him for being cordial to anybody.
But Bishop, okay, I understand what you're saying, but let's be honest. A lot of people just do not know the next person. There's so many deep, dark secrets. Just like a lot of people don't know you, a lot of people don't know me, a lot of people don't know what happens behind closed doors. You know, they brought up a prime example of Jeffrey Dahmer and that damn ghetto-ass building that he lived in with those ghetto-ass neighbors. And you know ghetto people is nosy, and they ain't know what the fuck was going on up in that building. Yeah. You know, you just never know the next person. Not saying anything about him, but I'm just saying in general, you know, we just never know the next person. It still reminds me of that story that I hear. I was watching on YouTube, I think last year or so, about in Cleveland where that man on a ghetto-ass street in an urban neighborhood, that man had fucking people in his house for over 10 years, held hostage and chained up and was having sex with all these young girls and kidnapped them and they living on
Philly?
The house. And I think it was Cleveland.
Yeah.
And what happened? He killed himself in jail or something like that. But anyway, and you got kids playing all out in the street and people playing cards all on their porches and, you know, people riding bikes and playing basketball on the streets and all this is happening in that damn house. It was like a house of horror. When I heard that story and was watching a little documentary on it, I was like, my God, you just don't even know your neighbors. Like, I was looking on my street, just looking. I wonder what these motherfuckers is doing up in their house. You know, it's just really fucking crazy. It's a crazy world we live in.
I think it's sad. I think it's very sad. I think it's sad how, you know, they used the situation at that mini ball to try to, you know, put him involved in the act, and then they find something out on him. I think that's very sad, you know, very, very, very sad. You know, that goes to show you to be careful of what you do because you may get put in something that don't have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, enough about that. You know, we just wish them the best because, you know, Harold and Dante and James and all the other people in D.C. are great promoters and they have great events coming up. And I just wish, you know, a lot of success. And, you know, I hope everything works out for everybody over there. So, you know, good luck and I hope it all works out. We have about 14 minutes before we – actually 13 minutes before we go into record mode. And once we're in record mode, I do change the topic to talk about, you know, current media stuff. So I just want to say really quickly, what is everybody's opinion, of course, on the last topic that I wanted to bring up, which was the whole fucking bullshit in Uganda with the gay bill and the laws you know, that are being passed over there for people that are gay, and you know, how it's against the law and all this stuff is going to happen to them or anyone associated with them, or, like, for example, if they even rent to a gay person or hire a gay person. I mean, it's just really fucking sad. What is your opinion on it really quickly? And we see it happening on YouTube, how they're beating gay people up and killing them. And burning them and forcing them to have sex in the middle of the street and then killing them,
Russia.
Beating them, and
that's in Russia. What? I think all of those other countries, when you have places like Russia, Germany, and other places, they're doing crazy stuff. Like they'll, I guess, kind of like what the trade does here. Now that they know, like, their apps like Jack, they'll get you to come over to their house, and all of a sudden it's a surprise attack. And they'll do all sorts of, like, they'll get you on the video, they'll make you confess you're gay and all sorts of type of stuff. It's crazy. I think that what scared me the most about these last 2 weeks about the laws and things that are being passed, or just in general, as far as being an LGBT or part of the LGBT community here in the States and just looking at the world abroad, is I think to a certain degree that it's about to start getting that way. It might be a witch hunt, and it scared me. It scared me to the sense I was just like, well, what the fuck? I didn't know what to think about, you know, the future of me being a gay black man, basically. Because if you have whole countries trying to basically say, we're going to either kill you, we're going to sentence you to life, and things like that, then it's about to be a crunch time for us. And then you have this stuff happening in the States. It scared me. I was scared, basically. I don't know. I don't know about everybody else.
No, it definitely is scary. And I think it'll ever happen here when it comes to the laws and stuff? I pray to God it doesn't. But I don't see that happening. But I just feel that it's just so sad for, you know, what our brothers and sisters are going through in these other countries, not just, you know, in Africa and Uganda, but like you said, in Russia and all these other places, but even the stuff that happens here as well. I mean, we're not innocent. There's a lot of stuff, like you said, what the you know, boys is doing to the, you know, trade, and what trade is doing. I don't call them trade. It's just what men are doing to, you know, to us. Overall, in general, it's just really a bad situation. That's why a bitch got a gun. You know, that ain't no shade. That's why I got a gun. I'll shoot you. I ain't got time
for
that.
I really think in a past life I was an activist, because I won't support any place that mistreats homosexuals. My family wants to go back to Jamaica for a vacation. They want to do trips and stuff like that. And they won't do them because I won't go, because I'm not going to spend my money in places where homosexuals that live there are discriminated against. And I think if more of us took that same action, and we would stop visiting these places and stop giving our money to these places, they would have to come up with better laws and better ways to treat the homosexuals that are there. If we could protest South Africa for apartheid, we can do the same thing for gay rights.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I have a question for everybody, because, you know, we're going to go into record mode in about 9 minutes, and I don't want to ponder on it. But I want to ask everybody individually, and then I'm going to, you know, change it up. But I want to ask everybody individually a serious question. With these countries like Africa, on behalf of Uganda, Russia, and all that, you know, those other countries that are doing this, if they decided that they wanted to come to America, you know, the land of the free, do you think that the government should allow them to come and place residency here based on what is happening to them over there? Joel.
I think that if you're trying to get away from all of that that's going on, let's say gay couples or whatever it is that's going on that you're being discriminated against, and you trying to, you know, find a home over here, because of that, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. You know, because it could be like a safe haven type of thing. But if you're trying to come over here to try to, you know, like justify what they're doing or try to apply it over here and do all of that, oh, no, baby, you're going back to where you came from.
Okay. Justin?
First and foremost, I want to say a lot of the things that are happening in Uganda are from, I won't say missionaries, or they're from people who went over to those countries and they brought that type of rhetoric there to those people, because we haven't heard anything about this since, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure they were probably against it before, but I think they had, I think a couple of years back, if I remember correctly, there were religious people who went over there, and they were basically fanatics, I guess, like the people who were in Arizona who basically wanted to be able to say no to whoever they wanted to say, but except this is a more extreme case, and those people took it to the extreme in Uganda. I think that those, that if they were coming as a people who are oppressed, even being LGBT, I think they should be allowed to come. We have, this country has a lot of peoples from different countries that are from, you know, that are oppressed and have been attacked, and they've been granted sanction here, I believe, or I forget what you call it, but they can actually come. I would have no problem with that. It's one of those things that you want to say, but then at the same time, I can understand that plight, and I understand from what they're dealing with in that country. Just listening to some of the ignorance and the things that they were saying in some of those videos, it was blindingly ignorant, and it was to the point where you couldn't even understand it. I didn't understand how they could actually think something like that, but that's when you deal with pure ignorance. You can't fight pure ignorance. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Calvin?
I think, yes, they should be allowed. But, I mean, after, you know, the whole story is checked out and everything, because, you know, people would just try to come over here just to come over here. But after the whole story is checked out, yeah, I really do think they should be allowed to come over here.
Melissa? Melissa. Okay,
I'm over here,
Kia?
Talking and I'm muted. Wait, sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
I'm like on the fence with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like they have a lack of education over there. And, like, you know, some people is raised certain ways. And, like, if you're raised a certain way in a certain country and you don't know no different, you know what I'm saying? Like, how else are you going to think? Maybe if they come over here, they'll open up their mind and, you know, they'll see the difference and they'll educate themselves to know that people are born this way and, you know, things of that nature.
I want to ask something. Did you guys listen? I don't know if you guys caught one of the interviews that I think one of the newscasters did with, I guess, the politicians or the guy who brought the bill to brought up or everything like that. And basically what they were saying, this is not something that happened because of nature. They were thinking it was because of something that happened because the person was nurtured to be gay. That was somewhere in their life, it was just nurtured for them to be how they are. And they can simply just turn this off. And yeah, it's not a fact of trying to get these people to understand. It's a fact of that this is what they truly believe, that this is what you're not born this way. You just became this way, and tomorrow you can walk out the door. If we beat you enough, or we oppress you enough, or we do torture you enough, you'll change. You'll be a straight person tomorrow. So
right.
That's what I got from it.
Right. Like, I mean,
okay.
I forgot. Hold on,
go ahead, Calvin, go ahead, because I got to get to the other people. We only got 4 minutes left. Go ahead, Calvin.
I was just saying, AFTA has been known to take things to the extreme. I actually just read a story today where a 30-year-old man killed his 4-year-old son, put a padlock in his mouth, and beat him to death, like through his mouth, through his gums and jaw, and beat him to death because he said that his child was the spirit of Onanji or something like that, and that he was causing him to have bad luck. And they even said in Nigeria, the rulers over there tend to blame children at times for their bad luck because they're possessed with spirits. I mean, so they're known for taking things to the extreme.
Wow. All right, Kia, What do you feel about, you know, what we're talking about? Do you think that, you know, they should be allowed to come into this country if, you know, they're going through that over there?
Well, I mean, I don't want nobody to be abused or nothing like that, but, I mean, if they, I mean, it's hard to decide. My decision is, I'm undecisive right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Kia. Bishop, do you think they should be allowed? Okay. Jason, do you think they should be allowed? You're so shady.
How do I say this? I think that we should help them. I think that we should, in their own country, be able to provide sanctuary or safety for them there, because they need to, they at some point, they're going to have to learn to stand up and defend themselves. If they can't stand up and defend themselves there, they're not going to be able to do it here. So I think what needs to happen is that the same way we can invade these other places and set up shop, we need to go to these places and set up shop and set up a safe haven for these people in their own country.
That's a good answer. Michi?
I mean, they can come on over. They can come on over here. I mean, heck, we go pick up Mexicans by the truckload to come crop the yards. I mean,
bro,
no, ma'am,
But see, and Jasmine, that's another problem. It's already hard enough to get good employment and stuff here. Now we're bringing more people to add to the pot, and that is crazy. So,
listen, I just think some people just don't want to work, honey. Why all those Mexicans comes and they always find jobs, honey? Those motherfuckers work, baby. Those motherfuckers
they do.
Work.
This is what I say. This is
yes,
getting to
they
race.
Do.
What I would say about them and what I would say about other ethnicities in this country is they can get together and they will pool their money. They'll start businesses together. They'll patronize their own businesses. Our community as a African American community, we don't like to do that. And you'll never be able to achieve anything or get on any type of footing to do anything in this country unless you have some type of capital or some type of business or some type of bargaining power. And, yeah, they will get here and work, but they usually will work and get their own, and they stay with their own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, hold on. Marcus, your opinion?
It's a catch-22 for me. I want to know where all these people are going to go. You know, if we can help these people, why are we not helping the homeless people on the streets?
We're in North Carolina.
Those homeless people don't want to help themselves. It's no shame.
It's People Choice Award.
It's no shame.
It's no shame. You know, every homeless person is not homeless just because they didn't want to do the right thing. You know, it's kind of sad. We spend all this money on foreign aid, and I understand that we are an imperial power, and, you know, the world looks to us to be a dominant force, but some of that needs to be rescinded, and we help the people in our own country.
Yeah. Bishop, you're back on.
Okay, I'm sorry about
that.
Sorry about that.
Bishop, your phone is carrying.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Mm-mm. Yeah, we can hear you. It's just carrying. Sound like you
in a dungeon.
Oh, what I was about to say was, I think that we're putting, If they was to come over here, they're going to be judged exactly like they were judged there, because you have transgenders killing each other here. You have gays being killed here. You have all the things that have been done in that town, been done in that country here. And the thing is, would they even want to come here? After they done seen the fact when they're here, they seen that, oh, this is the same thing I tried to get myself out of there. But
being as that, they probably take it real hard there, which, like I was saying earlier, people getting their heads cut off there. But here, it's not like that much as it's like that there. But I wouldn't think they would want to, you know, transpire to the United States when we're going through the same thing. We more alike than different.
But we put ourselves in those positions and in those predicaments most of the time. Most of the people, they put themselves in these problems over here. They hang out with the wrong people. They do the wrong things. There is always shade. Like, you can stay away from that if you decide to stay away from that. People just choose to be up in it, and that's what happens.
I don't know. I don't blame this country or these people here in this country's lack of willingness to work on just not wanting to. I just think that to a certain degree, they've been spoon-fed. So, you know, if I know all I can do is I can go get a check and I can get my monthly whatever stamps each month, and as long as I don't have a man in the house to raise, you know, it's a whole vicious cycle that has been put on us, and some people just, they fallen into that whole thing, and it's sad, but it's the reality of the world we live in right now. You know, if I could get a check and stay at home all day and not have to do nothing, I would too.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
I don't think it's that simple for everybody. Yeah, there are some women who have welfare, who are having babies just to get more money. But what about that 50-year-old veteran that worked all his life, lost his job, and nobody wants to hire him now because he's out of that age bracket where nobody wants to hire a new person, a new hire at 50.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, about, you know, just imagine that widow that, you know, couldn't afford the high interest on her house. She got evicted. You know, sometimes and people think it's so weird, but when people ask me for a dollar on the street, I have to feel it in my heart to give it to them. Because, you know, and I guess it's, you know, stereotyping and judging them, but something has to tell me, okay, yeah, they need it. And then even if I feel like they want it for the wrong reason, things like, well, I want something to eat. Okay, well, I'll take you to go get something to eat. You know what sometimes I hear? Don't worry about it. Okay.
This man read me one time, honey. I'm hungry. He had a sign, I'm hungry. I went to go give him a sandwich, a full brand new sandwich I had in my car. He said, bitch, I don't want that shit. I said, motherfucker, I died.
All right, yeah, I have a couple of callers. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Bart.
Hey, Mama Jones.
Hey, Mama Jones.
Hey, girls, how y'all doing? You know, I just wanted to know, you know, I got some tea or whatever. I wanted to know, why is Sanaya charging the Ebonies to come to an Ebony function? Because we part of the ballroom throwback package.
Oh, no.
I mean, if somebody wanted to see, you know, chipmunks dancing around, then go watch Alvin and the Chipmunks. They coming out with a hard time.
I'm so glad
Mama
it's
Jones.
Past 2 o'clock.
Well,
yes.
Mother, the girl still got 3-way. Mama Jones, you better work,
yeah,
honey.
I just got beat
up
by the cops the other day, y'all. I wanted to tune in and tell y'all about that. They beat the shit out of me.
Mama Jones. Mama Jones, how much is she charging?
Bitch, she charging like 600-700 girls. Just for an appearance. To come to a Ebony ball. How you a Ebony? You charging the Ebonies, your girls, to come to their function.
Well, Mama Jones, can you call in on Tuesday with that? Because it's not the place for that tonight. I'm sorry.
I don't do Tuesdays.
Shade towards Jason.
If we ask you, if you ask you to come to Tuesday, will
I
you
mean,
charge us a fee?
No shade.
This isn't, you don't do Tuesdays.
He was here last night.
No, it's no shade towards you, Light Brave. It's no shame.
Mama Jones, they said if you come to Tuesday, will you charge them a fee?
Oh yeah, bitch. If I yeah, make me a bread, and I'ma charge all y'all bitches money.
Thank you, Mama Jones. We have another private call. Sorry, not a private one. That private call is gone. 404-587, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm going to say. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to see. I had two topics I wanted to discuss. The first topic was, real quick, I want to just give Ms. Shell her props for coming on a homosexual line. And, you know, basically, you know, giving her views and her support of that act, whatever. That takes a lot of balls, you know, for the homosexuals to, you know, kind of go against, you know, that we all stand for. But
You're right. It takes a lot to be with these homosexuals. I'm here 3 days a week, and I deal with these homosexuals, so, you know, it takes a lot out of me.
I mean, we just.
But go ahead, caller.
Exactly. And also, in light of that, I'm not sure if you all know, but there were three other states who were also doing the same thing that Arizona was doing, but Arizona just got a little more press about it. I know Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas, all three were trying to, well, they actually have the same, a similar bill in the process of being passed, where it's called Turn Away the Gays. Where it basically
turn away the gays.
Well, baby, it's gonna pass in Mississippi. I already know that.
You know, and basically the same thing. But this one is not about, you know, your different religion. This is actually about being homosexual. You know, they don't want any business dealing with if you are gay and you look gay or whatever, then they are trying to get you up out of that part of their business. They don't want your money or nothing. Like, they really are just. They just don't want the money. They're like, we'd rather just not do your business. And like the governor, I really commend, I think it was a lady, I really commend her for standing up to, you know, veto that, because the governors of Tennessee and Mississippi and Arkansas, they're not saying anything. They're not in support of, but they're not in the decline of neither. So those things, like those three states are really going through that, but they're not really getting exposed because, you know, it's the South. And the South does stuff like that come, like, a lot, you know. This discrimination down in the South is real. Whether really you're black or gay, it's real down there. And it's crazy.
Okay, being that I am from Mississippi, like I said a few seconds ago, 9 times out of 10, it will pass, you know what I'm saying, because that's how my state is. I will say, as far as prejudice, it's not a situation of, I don't think it's not as far as black and white, it's not that bad as people make it. I always hear people make those type of comments, especially when they talk about states like this, but I know that this is a very much Bible Belt, we'll slap you with the Bible and run type deal down here. So that's why it's not in the news, because it's one of those things, it's a given. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I said, I have family in Mississippi, so you know, I know what you're saying. You know, I exactly know what you're saying. My next topic was about the people over there across the country. I think it was Africa, and you was like, Jasmine, you know, where did they want to come over here? It's kind of, for me, it's my opinion, it's kind of a 50-50. That, you know, do I think they should come over here? I do, because I don't believe in anybody being treated, killed, or anything for something that they, you know, feel that they are. I just think that's just wrong. But I agree with Bishop. I mean, if they're taking the chance to come to America, yes, even though over here, you know, they probably won't get their head chopped off, you know, it's not against the law to be gay here, but, you know, you're taking the chance walking down the street being a homosexual in this country as well, you know. So it's like, do you really want to, you know, come to another country where it's supposed to be the free of the land, free and free, but we're going through the same thing over here. And 9 times out of 10, if they do come over to the United States, they're going to be in New York. more than likely. And New York is one of the cities recently who had all of the killings and bashings and everything in the news. I mean, so it's like you leave one country, force another country for your safety. And so it's like, and another thing I was thinking, like, that if they do come over here, who's to say that they won't bring more data to the gays over here from other countries, you know? And bring, you know, like I said, it's already not safe, you know? So I'm like, well, I'm kind of torn, you know? Like I said, I don't want anybody to, you know, to be mistreated like that, because that's just not right. But, again, you know, it's kind of like we're kind of putting ourselves, you know, in danger, you know, for allowing them over here, you know, because, you know, they won't follow them over here, you know, knowing that they can get over here too. But you see the Ted is over here now. So, I mean, what makes them not you know, want that over here too, just to come kill them and to kill us too over here. So, but this is my opinion.
Well, thank you so much, Carla. I really appreciate it. One more caller, then we're changing it up. 202, and y'all still got background. Y'all just so mean. 202-903, you're on the air.
Jasmine?
Yes?
Yes, this, my question is for you. We're talking about all of these issues that we have within our community and within the country.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that all of us can come together, or do you feel that there is a way that all of us can come together and try to put a stop to it, be active, and try to do something about all of this?
I think the first thing, please, whoever's background is that, mute your phone. Can y'all please mute your phone? Thank you. I think the first step in anything is being aware. Awareness is the most important thing. What happens after awareness is the next step. How it goes about, I really don't know. I don't have the answer. But I think giving you guys these platforms like I do with these shows, making people aware of the situation, I think that that's one of the first steps. Then it calls for people to unite. One person spreads the message, and the next person gets it, and the next person gets it, and people unite. That's the only thing that I can see happening at this point, because when more people are aware of it, they understand the situation, and then maybe something can be done. Do I think that we as a whole right now, the listeners or our community or the ballroom scene that we're a part of and stuff, we can do anything about that? I really don't know. I would love if we could stand up and do things like that, but I mean, again, we're still dealing with so many issues within our own life or within our own community that how can we stand up and do anything for the next person? So I really don't know. I just think that, you know, spreading the word and spreading the message is maybe the first step, because you just never know, you know, what can happen. You know, I really don't know, in all honesty.
I understand what you're saying, and I feel you, and I'm there with you. But then you still have even making individuals aware, and everyone knows that Wednesday night isn't about trash talking or being negative. It's all about positivity and raising us up. But then you still have
uh-huh.
the characters like Mama Jones and Grandma calling in and acting a fool. We're trying to be serious here and talk about our real issues.
Listen, that's the brain humanality.
Hold on. Let me deal with this. But in all honesty, caller, and I know you're not trying to be mean or facetious or anything like that, but in all honesty, even if they are characters, what did they say that was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything that was wrong. But they still said what was on their mind, and it was a valid point. Now, if they choose to still stay in character as they are making their valid point, at least that's what the platform is. And what am I supposed to do, just hang up on them because they're in character? What Granny said, in all honesty, was 100% a valid
she was
point.
Right, right.
And what Mama Jones, that is her opinion based on what she felt was an issue as far as people charging, so forth and so on. So, I mean, I'm not saying this to be mean to you or anything like that, but I'm saying what did they say that was wrong?
Mm-hmm. Just how Sanaya put it in one of those videos from Ballroom Throwbacks, she said, if you go and tell someone something with a nice voice, they're not always going to get it. But if you are stern in what you say, they understand it and they get it. And if they change, they change. If they don't, they don't. But if you come on in the voice of a character, then what did you all do? You all just fell out of
line. But I don't want nobody to say nothing. I want to say this to him. I understand your concern, caller, and I understand what you're saying, and you're making a valid point. But you have to remember the show itself. Even though we are talking about positive stuff, this show is for the people and to give their opinions. And that is their opinion, no matter if they say it sternly, laughable, in character, whatever, that is just really their opinion. Now, it sounds like, you know, you have your opinion based on their opinion, but I understand what you're saying. But in all honesty, there's really nothing that can be done about it. You know, she's still not here. We're still not elaborating. And you see how I told her to take that to a Tuesday night. So it's not like I condone that type of stuff on this show.
Right.
I told her to take it to Tuesday night anyway because I don't even want to be bothered with it, and it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about tonight. But as far as Granny goes, I think she made a valid point. What Mama Jones said, what Mama Jones said, okay, you said it. That's your opinion, but you can talk about that on Tuesday. Don't talk about that tonight. But I'm not going to read or hang up on her because that's her opinion.
Right, you're not a rude individual, and to be honest, this is the first time that I've listened to a Wednesday night. I'm like in awe that
it's the first time you listened to it, but you really broke down Wednesday nights like you've been a big fan for 3 years.
Yeah, because I've always seen it. I see Wednesday nights, and I know what it's about. I have to be up at 5 a.m. for work, so I don't even get into Monday nights that like that. I try my Tuesday.
But you know you can always download the archive and listen to it from your iPad or your iPhone, correct?
Yeah, but I don't do it.
Okay, caller. Thank you so much. But before you go, caller, now you know we're in the 2 o'clock mark, right? You know we're in the 2 o'clock mark. So this is where we can actually, and that's another reason why I allowed Mama Jones to say what she said, because in the 2 o'clock mark, the 2 o'clock mark, we get raunchy and we get ghetto and we laugh and kiki and read and talk about TV shows and all that stuff. So we're not on the real serious note. Now this is the after dark version, but on that note, and I'm not being shady, but I have to do this, but Granny might want to answer your question. Go ahead, Granny.
Mark.
Granny.
Oh, wait a minute. I had to put myself on mute. But you know I had to call back in here. When I called in here, I was addressing the topic. I didn't disrespect anyone, so I have no idea what this caller is speaking of.
That caller's trying it.
Can you guys hear me?
I'm sorry, that caller is trying it.
Bishop,
no, I'm not trying anyone. I'm just...
You don't even know what you want to say.
And I did not disrespect anyone. Was you not listening?
Your voice is not giving me what Wednesday nights give. Yeah, we all need to
I may not approve of your voice, but I was still a a dress at
that time. Are you really a granny? Are you really a granny?
Wait, how are you going to say?
I say, girl,
your voice,
you get off topic. How
are you going to say your voice don't give him what we're saying?
Damn, I'm a goddamn granny.
We can't all talk at one time, but Carlo, if you have sometimes comedic breaks between whatever discussion is going on,
right,
if that's what you're asking, that happens. So my question to you is, what part of did it break up your thought process as far as what we were talking about?
Yeah, it's how the fuck she know I ain't no granny. And she said she had telepathic abilities or what? If she said through
you
the goddamn
you wouldn't
house.
Be addressing it if you really were a granny.
But you
said, well, this is what I want to say. I want to say this.
Just stop. The caller made a valid point, and caller, I say thank you so much for which that's the caller's opinion, in all honesty. But like I said, and like I stick to, that you know, the show is for everybody. Throughout the show, we still get, you know, it's no shade. We get Kelly, who comes on from time to time with her, you know, her ratchetness.
Loud,
and she brings
ratchet.
A little laughter and loudness to the show. I mean, sometimes when you're talking about something serious, you know, sometimes, seriousness can overpower. You want to bring a little laughter into it. So that's why sometimes it just gets like that. But in all honesty, they're, no matter what they say, it's still a valid point. But just like
right.
you, Chloe,
not,
you're making
I'm
a valid point,
I'm not taking away
too.
From what they're saying. It's just if you present
the way
it
they're
the
saying
right
it,
way.
The way it's being presented, I understand. Like mm-hmm. you're saying, basically,
oh, well,
everybody's
am
talking.
I wait a minute. Am I still all there?
Yes, you are,
Granny.
Well, tell me. I want to know how am I presenting it.
The voice you're using right now?
So you want Granny's real voice. That's what you're saying. You're not believing Granny's voice.
Right.
So it can't be serious
like
because of her voice.
I ain't got to believe my damn voice.
Right.
I don't believe her. Right. It was about the points I was making.
Okay,
now,
so
that sounds
you
sound like
I'll
some,
use an example.
You know, that sounds
I'll
like discriminating shit or what
you
have you. You want to call up here and call talk about discrimination
right
or what have you. But then you want to talk about
okay.
my voice. How do you sound? You just being, you just making contradictions of...
All day, every day.
Can I say that?
Hold on.
Let me say something.
I want Jason to say
something. Bottom line is, even sometimes, you got to remember, even sometimes within a person's character, themselves, they can still spread a message. I'll give you a prime example, not saying that she's, you know, I listen to her messages or anything like that, but if you ever, like, watch, like, some of the Madea plays and the Madea movies and stuff like that, she's in full character. She's still doing all that stuff, but sometimes she's still giving a message. They listen to the message, and she's in character, and that's what happens. Or Sophie, Miss Sophie from Atlanta, she's in character, but she still spreads the message, or she gives her statement, and it's taken very serious. So even though these people that are a part of the show are original characters, like London, Mama Jones, Granny, or whatever, they still have a right to voice their opinion and spread a message, and it's to be taken that way. So I don't see where the issue is with that, but I understand your point, but I just don't see where that issue is. But, Carla, thank you so much again. I'm going to put you on hold, and I hope you still continue to listen to the show, and I hope they didn't scare you away. Go ahead, Jason.
What I wanted to say is basically this, almost piggybacking off of what you said. Sometimes when we say things the way we say them, they're not people don't listen to them. But when you hear them from someone like Granny or Mama Jones, although it's being said from a character, you can relate to it and you can understand it more. That's just like if your mother told you something, you're not 9 times out of 10, you're not going to listen to it from your mother. But if one of your girlfriends say the exact same damn thing your mama just said, you're going to listen to it from your girlfriend before you listen to it from your mother. With Granny, Mama Jones, and all those characters, I look at them the same way I look at the characters on Family Guy, on South Park, and all those, because there are messages behind what they're doing. Now, if you don't catch the messages, then you're just a fool, and you should just bury yourself under a rock. Granny was here.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Granny was here. Granny going to be here. Granny ain't going to go nowhere, and Granny ain't going to change. You either love Granny or you hate Granny, but either way, she going to be Granny.
I mean, for somebody who never listened to the show before, how he know what Wednesday nights give?
Because he ride the slow bus.
Why y'all attacking him?
It's past 2 o'clock.
Bishop, don't talk about nobody's slow bus, okay?
I'm just getting sick of people calling.
I mean, how
are
you
going
to fix
people?
Your finger to press 1 and attack somebody, and attack the show, and you don't ever listen, and this is your first time?
But he wasn't attacking the show. He just gave his opinion.
No, but he did say her voice don't give what Wednesday night gives.
Right. How did he know?
Okay, because he feels, based on the message itself, that Wednesday nights is more of a serious night and it shouldn't be full of characters and all the rest of that stuff, and the characters won't be taken serious. I understand what he's saying, but it's just, you know, the way I presented it. But see, that's what's wrong. Y'all are so vicious. Y'all just be attacking.
We need the characters, honey. We've been talking about serious topics all night.
So...
I've
been seeing him trying to hold my mute, baby, but it's a wrap, baby. No, ma'am, it is not your show, baby. I'm going to need you to tune in a couple more nights before you get in here and put your opinion on him.
Yes.
Poor caller. I'm sorry.
Yeah, poor caller.
Like
poor
I
caller.
Said,
pressing I... one and saying that stupid message just came out of the damn mouth. Brother, you gonna say it in a character's voice or serious voice or whatever? Like you said before, Jazz, it's a message. It's a message,
yeah.
And you just listen, just shut your damn mouth and stop being so judgmental. That's what's wrong with these people today. You've been so judgmental on everything.
Mm-hmm.
To the message that's been spoken. Duh.
Yes.
Amen.
Harry, T-Shade, or whatever y'all call the boot that is. Hot.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so silly. All right, but y'all know I like to talk about my TV shows. I'm going to save the commercials for the last 30 because we don't run over. I don't even know what to talk about. Really quickly, honey, what do y'all think about Housewives and Miss Marlo and Miss Nene? Can y'all talk about that real quick?
Ooh! Yes,
Miss
Marlo.
She came for that Donald Trump wig.
I think Kia Moore is giving. I think they having a liquor license contest. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just think that they both. I think Kia Moore is stirring the.
We're talking about Marlo and Nene.
That's what I'm
Lord
saying.
Lord Jesus.
Kia Moore is stirring the pot. She's stirring the pot.
Kenya,
whatever. She's stirring the pot.
Well, we ain't on Kenya right now. We on Marlo and Nene. They right now. They made headlines, Twitter, every social media you can think of, and no motherfucking shame. Marlo, bitch, you sitting up in the hair shop with Miss Lawrence and her girlfriends, and they're teaching you how to read, baby. No shame, honey.
Okay.
Miss Marlo reads. She called that bitch. She said she put that Donald Trump hair off your head.
Everybody.
Now, I used to love me some Nene, but I don't know. They need to keep Miss Marlo around because I think Miss Marlo finna shake Miss Nene up off them heels.
Yes, and put Miss Nene
on the
head.
But Miss Nene got her ass about that.
Hold on, y'all. Melissa wants to say goodnight. Go ahead, Melissa. Go ahead. Say goodnight, because
yes.
I know you're about to go.
Good night, everybody. Yes, because I got to get up at 8 in the morning. I mean, well, actually, like 6, because I'm leaving at 8.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
see ya.
Drive safely. Drive safely, girl.
Yes, there's no snow on the road, so hopefully I'll be good.
Won't he do
hurry up, girl, because they said it's going to start snowing in a day or two or something. I think I heard
it's snowing today, honey.
Don't scare me. Don't say that. Good night, everybody. Speak to you next week. Have a good week.
Thank you, Melissa.
Good night.
You
drive
too.
Safely.
Thank you.
All right, Michi, go ahead. So, Miss Marlo, what's
Flow
going
tide,
on?
Miss Marlo. Miss Marlo, first of all, I don't care what nobody say, cause, and everybody say this. Well, actually, everybody say the same thing, that I feel Miss Nene's always been that girl where she don't bow down and she don't buck down. Yeah, I understand she got her little glee, little gigs, and her little acting thing going on. But even so, everybody, you know, her majority of followers that really, really, you know, is Team Nene feel like, you know, she did it for based on professional reasons for her to just leave the baseball field or whatever. However, if she want to look at professional, then why the hell she keeping up the mess and the drama and the bullshit? If you want to keep up, if you want to act professional, or you did it for professional reasons, no, you came up off that damn baseball diamond field because you knew Miss Marlowe. That's a pin bitch. That's
Couldn't
a bitch
tell
straight
your
from,
ass
from the hood. She from the hood. She very much like Miss Mama
Miss
up on A Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Miss Nene ate it. She left the field and the whole game was over.
Yeah, the game was over because of the drama.
No, they could have continued. Nene's team could have left and dropped out. It was Ava. She is in charge of the girls.
She was in charge of her team. There wasn't more team left. Who else
was
playing?
She's in charge. Okay, it was 4 other teams.
Ciao. I don't say for Nene because I love me some Nene. Don't get me wrong, but no shame. Miss Nene don't want a day with Marlo. Let's keep it real.
Maybe Miss Marlo is a convicted felon who will just
exactly
who will never be on the show. She'll never be on the show. She's just she's assisting.
Well, she came through there and she assisted her ass.
She is not the headliner.
She assisted Nene ass off that baseball field. That's what she did. She assisted Nene right on up off that baseball field. That's what she did. Assistant convicted felony or not, she moved her ass up off that field and then read her for blood up on Twitter. And the people are living for Marlo even more so than Nene, because you can look at the, when you look at the tweets and you look at the retweets, you know, the people, you know, retweet the mess. Marlo got over 200 more than Nene retweets on her read to Nene. No shame. I think Nene was like a 3-something. Marlo was like 5-something retweets. So, no shame.
I think that
she's getting Trump's check.
I think that Marlo got the dirt on Nene, so Nene's trying to pay it. She don't wanna. She don't wanna let that tea spill.
Yeah, because Marlo knows Nene before Atlanta Housewives,
so she's keeping it cute.
Well, can you give me an update on what happened? Because, you know, in all honesty, I never really watch Housewives, but I started watching it this season. So what the fuck would happen? I know Marlo's from past seasons, but I heard she got locked up. What was the real tea with her?
So Kenya, being a smart bitch, decided to do the most wicked thing is go get Nene's sidekick, who had been sitting on the sidelines, as Nene had been paying her.
I know that part. I'm talking about what did Marlo do to get booted off the show?
She was never on the show. Nene just didn't want her
on
there no more, so they fell out. That's what I'm saying.
But was she ever? So Marlo was on the show before. Was she a regular? Or she never was on the show.
No, she was kind of like
a regular.
She's kind of like
she was
Nene's girlfriend. She just come on the show.
Wait,
they bring
Marlo
her on
was
there.
We let go because remember when they went to when Sheree was still on the show and Marlo and Sheree got into it. And where they went to Jamaica and Marlo said some derogatory things about gays. He said some derogatory things about Lawrence. And everybody went in an uproar. And because of the uproar that they went in, Marlo was let go of the show.
Right.
So now
Marlo was never getting paid from the show, though. She
already
paid.
Any no-box,
oh,
anytime, you're on, that, yeah, anytime
yes.
you're on that show, you're in a scene, you get a check.
You're getting the
that's
point.
That's why Launch Them was smart enough to do what they did, so they got to the point where they got their own show. Because they was like, every time you're seen on that show, you get a check.
No, it don't work like that, Jason. The people who signed the contracts, like Phaedra and her hut, they get checks. But they also have so many, they have to be available so many times. Those extra girls, they just there. Like, with those, when they bring their stylists on there, like the guy that does the choreography for Candy, he's just on there trying to get his name. She ain't get no check. She's just on there.
Okay.
Open that up and just see
her. Time.
Right, our little 5 minutes, right. It's a bunch of ballroom knots that be in scenes that actually talk and everything. They're just trying to get their 5 minutes. Lawrence is contracted out, I'm sure. She's been, Dwight. Right, but they got rid of Ms. Dwight. If she was getting paid, but she...
No, Ms. Dwight thought she was going to come through there and request a coin. For another season, Miss Mama. No, no, baby. You're not a housewife. You're a girlfriend
right.
to the housewife.
Right. Just like they were going to give the white a spinoff show, they developed it, but it never happened.
Yeah, because
the white needed more.
She probably had a back. She probably had a background. She probably gonna rape somebody or something. You have
not
to clear the vetting process.
She got with all that corn.
Well, all what corn? Well, RuPaul's Drag Race, yay or nay?
I ain't really watched it.
That New York queen is. I'm not feeling that New York queen right now.
Well, shout out to the two ballroom girls on the show.
Who are they? I ain't watched them.
One is shorter than me.
Scandal comes back on tomorrow.
The shit.
Yeah, I'm just kind of
over
it.
Scandal.
Scandal.
Who?
What's that?
Child. There's also a new show that's going to come on NBC called Crisis. It looks really good.
Yes, I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, the preview looked like it was tea. I thought it was going to be a movie, the way the preview was set up, but it's a series. So looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
that little trailer is real stern.
Did y'all see the previews for that new show, Resurrection, where... apparently, like, all these people were disappearing and they were...
Hated it.
Pay it.
Damn, Shade. Okay.
Hey,
One good movie that I saw last night, Gravity is a real good movie. So
yes,
if you wanna,
God.
Yeah, it is a very good movie. It is worth the watch or the rent. Lady's name is in it, but it's worth the watch. So if you get a chance to check it out, Gravity.
It's a movie that comes out this weekend that's supposed to be really good. I saw the preview and was like, oh, I want to go see that.
You talking
it's
about the Black
rare.
Horror movie or something?
Son of
the
God.
Black what?
Now, let me
it's a Black Horror movie called Repentance or Redemption or something.
No. I know Son of God comes out this weekend.
Is it Diversion?
Not Diversion.
No,
it's another one.
Movie.
Who is the guy
yeah,
from
Diversion.
The...
Diversion. What is it about? What is it about? That sounds like the title of it.
It's
with the little girl and all that, she gets some glass and breaks glass. And it's a lot of stuff going on in that movie. He fighting against the people. It's like Hunger Games to a certain extent.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, that wouldn't have got me up. That's not what.
No,
it,
y'all
I gotta
talking
go.
About the movie where it was with and
yes,
with Mike movie.
I forget the name of. Do you know the name of it? It's Redemption or Repentance?
I told you said it. Repentance. It's Repentance.
Yeah, that's it. It's like it's supposed to be like a Black horror or a Black.
It's
the
Black version of Misery.
Oh, okay. It's,
yeah.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Repentance of Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Do y'all get inboxes from people, and then they think the character or the people that we are on the radio are really us in real life? And you kind of
well,
have
to
be like,
to a certain extent, you are really that person.
No, you're not. Like,
well, you can
I'm
can come on here and
on the weekend.
Well,
that's why I had to. Yeah, Marcus. That's why I had to take my main page
I had to take my main page out of the official ROM and just use the radio page, leave the radio page in there, because it was like, okay, you're mixing my personal with my what's the name?
Oh, okay, you're talking about as far as that. Oh, okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, give an example. People listen to us on the radio, and a lot of people think, oh, you're so mean and you're so nasty. That, I'm not a mean and nasty person. I don't think anyone who's ever met me in real life would characterize me like that. But people think we're so direct on the radio. You get like this, you know, you're perceived in a different manner. And I have to watch out now because the show's being listened to by a lot of straight people, a lot of people that I might have went to school with. And they were like, well, Marcus, we always knew you were fierce, and we knew you were fierce, like some of the stuff you're saying. And I'm like, well, how do you really say something? How's the nice way to say something bad? Like if a ball was late, how do you say a ball was late without it sounding like a read?
I could have kept my money.
That's a read.
Now that's shady. That's a read.
Just say black folks ain't never on time for shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like being judged.
To drive.
Well, I had fun, but I wouldn't go back.
If I could change it all, you could have had a
V8. Just say it's all right. It was all right.
No, but that's the problem now. When we say things are all right and it really wasn't, you know, we give it false. People are really getting on us about Monday nights because they don't feel as though we're reading the way we used to. But y'all don't realize the backlash we get when we really go in on somebody's ball. And because y'all really don't come out.
That's why Tuesday night was created.
Right. And because, you know, y'all really don't face the same vindication or the same type of issues we have because we're coming out. So people, like, you know, they send us, I don't say death threats, but they send us, like, all kind of crazy stuff. Like, well, why would you sit here and say that? And you're like, well, it was the truth. Nothing we said was a lie. So we've gotten to the point to where we try to sugarcoat it to make it feel less, what's the word?
Well, in your
opinion, what's the purpose?
Like, in your predicament, Marcus, like, when you are actually retelling what happened at the ball, you have to be honest.
You
if
have
not,
to be opinionated, like, and
right,
well, that.
Right, but, you know, sometimes it's a way you can say things and did not deliver that devastating blow.
Well,
like,
if they feel like their feelings were hurt, they should put their shit on time.
It's another thing to go to somebody's ball and then be associated with a ballroom, but then you have to be around these people when you go to the next function and then you see them and they're like, you read my function. I'm going to get you.
Give you the side eye.
Right. Either they give you the side eye or throw on the table that you're one or the other.
Not the fear, but they thinking that you don't like them because you told the truth about their event. You know what I mean?
That's
why y'all need to let me come up there and judge them ball. Come judge the ball for y'all. Because I wouldn't give a two flying fucks.
The sad part about it is that for some reason, everybody takes everything so personal.
Right.
Yeah, mute your phones because there's an echo. But everybody takes it so personal. Yeah, you should. That's what Monday nights is based on, to do a recap. But the sad part about the recap is you guys do have to, you know, you guys now play a political part because of the fact that, you know, you can't say what you truly want to say because now you're getting a backlash from houses, you won't be invited, or they don't want to come to somebody's event or whatever like that, and it just turns into a big mess. But I bet you if the ball was super successful, they would want you to talk about it.
Right. We have people offering to pay us to come to the ball just to say good things about it. Or, you know, you get special treats. Just because you give me a drink don't mean I'm not going to read your ball. If it was
late,
you just gave you a free
going
drink.
Going to the ball, you get special treatment. Yeah, they treat you like a fucking queen. You know, that's exactly what happened.
If you got special guests on your panel to talk about the ball and read the ball? And then it won't make you look bad. You feel what I'm saying?
The same thing would happen.
I mean,
they'll blame it on whoever you're guilty by association.
Right. You know, to all the people, we are getting your inboxes. We want to be that just clear voice and read and say what we have to say and just be straight black and white. But realistically, it helped when the people who went to the ball kind of call in and say it, and then we kind of just, you know, piggyback off of it. Because honestly, I don't want my house or myself to be targeted because we're the only one speaking up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't think because the ball is empty, that's a read. You know, that's not a read anymore. If you give your money out and it was only 30 people there and you still gave away your money, congratulations, you did what you're supposed to do. But I think we are praising the wrong stuff. Just, I don't care if you get 5,000 people in the building. 5,000 people in two categories or three categories, or you have late trophies, or you don't have no food on your table, or, you know, that's a read. And those are the things that we need to be addressing. And we tend to harbor on the same people. Huh?
I said we had to learn to talk. What y'all was talking about, the back read and all that shit right there, I'm going to have to learn. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. But we definitely are getting y'all inboxes.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely get that inboxes. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to be more vocal, but, you know, it's only so much we can say.
You have to be PC, basically, what you're saying, Mark.
Not even PC, because I thought we really
but
been giving it to the girl.
But I personally don't think that. I personally don't think they need to be PC. In all honesty, hopefully what it'll do is help people will step it up and understand that, okay, now that these girls are coming to y'all events, y'all need to step it up because y'all know they're going to get you on Monday.
What if
y'all
they
don't
take
me,
it personal?
If I come out, I'm just going to tell
y'all. People feel like it's a read before the ball. I'm about to read people before the ball even happens. Y'all bitches need to get rid of these motherfucking pots. If your category is only for $100, please stop these $10 and $20 pots.
Mm-hmm. So y'all don't do a live show during the ball? Like a show, like, do y'all?
No.
Y'all don't do that?
No, that would be that'd be virtually impossible.
It's just too noisy,
loud,
too crowded,
right.
And it's just too loud. It wouldn't happen.
I've only went to one ball where they had that at, and that's been back in the day, so, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Please stop with these pots, y'all. These pots are getting really ridiculous. These bring back the redemption stuff.
Redemptions.
Like, yeah, all these pots, that doesn't make any sense. If you could only afford to give $100 to the category, just give $100. But don't make the bitch pay $30 to get in and then give you a $20 pot and just because you justified it because that money's going to them. Every category is not going to be for cash every time. They're going to have to accept it. And yes, I've heard about a million commercials that have pots. All these pots. If it's in fact, if it's less than $500, don't even have a pot. That helps you out.
Oh my God!
And I'm saying it before the ball.
Huh? Got a ball coming up.
Oh.
Won't he do it? Hallelujah! Won't he do it?
Oh, did y'all hear it? Then people be having so bad, now they have a $5. What is a $5 pot going to do?
A $5 pot.
It's
going to
get you
right.
A meal at McDonald's, baby. Get you a McDonald's meal. Feel your
what is $5 going to do? Right. People utilize the pot the wrong way. If the category, I've seen categories, it's $1,000 plus a $5 pot. So what? Instead of being a $1,000 winner, you a $1,060 winner? That don't sound fair. Yes, I
was
$1,000
for the vine.
But that's the new ballroom, though. That's ballroom now, though.
Do y'all have high-class ballroom? Y'all don't have high-class
ballroom?
Huh?
That's new age ballroom.
What do you mean?
What's a high-class ballroom?
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing some ideas out there for y'all, honey. You know, I don't know nothing about all that.
Do it for the vine.
Bishop, J-Rock told me to tell you, snap that pussy back.
Hell.
One last hit. One last note for people. If you're going to have more than one commentator, please have more than one microphone.
Oh, baby, that is a reason.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I be looking at y'all's balls on YouTube.
And if you know your judges are going to get full while they're judging, make sure that the only thing that they're drinking is water.
Okay.
Yes.
Make sure y'all host ain't drunk.
And make sure that they eat before. And make sure that the judges eat before they get to the judges panel.
What?
I don't think judges should be eating. I honestly don't think judges should be eating at the judges panel.
Not if somebody gonna get up there and put their fish all on the damn panel. Laying all down across the food and going up.
We about to wrap it up. Yeah, we probably need to have a whole show on Ballroom 101 soon, honey, because they probably need to hear that every 3 months or something.
Or
promote
like a new
class or something. Yeah,
just a ballroom show for promoters.
Yeah,
y'all need to have a show on
what
not
to
do at the ball.
That's what we might need to do Ballroom 101 next week or some shit, honey, because it is getting out of hand. All right, but on that note, we do have to say good night. We didn't talk about the shows like I wanted to, but it's okay.
I know that. They just did what they wanted.
Yeah, they just did what they wanted to do. Miss Thing, that call just stirred it up, honey. All right, I'm going to give everybody a chance to say good night really quickly. Bishop, say good night.
Do it for the Vine, and this was an awesome weekend of Tins and Chops, Trash Talking Tuesdays, and the State of Emergency. Awesome. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Bishop. Marcus, say goodnight.
Goodnight, everyone. See y'all next weekend.
Thank you, Marcus. Michi, say goodnight.
God bless you all. Good night. Love yourself first before you can love anyone else.
Thank you, Michi. Kia, say goodnight.
Good night. Love you all.
Thank you, Kia.
Be blessed.
Thank you, Kia. Calvin, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Calvin. Justin, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Justin. Joelle, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Thank you, Joelle. Jason, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. See you all next week. Be a reaching hand for someone else if you can. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jason. All right, everybody. This was the State of Emergency Show. We will be back next Monday with Kelly, Rodney, Marcus, Alexis for the weekend recap. We'll be back on Tuesday with London, Jason, J-Rock, and the crew for Trash Talk Tuesdays. And we will be back next Wednesday for another episode of State of Emergency. I don't know if anything's happening this weekend, no shade. In the meantime, watch Scandal tomorrow so we could talk about it next week. Everyone have a good night. I'm going to play end the show with some commercials until it cuts off. And I will see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest Chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.